Ew, I don't like that. Ew. I don't like the way it sounds. That didn't bother you?
Yeah,
it sounded... It
was okay.
It's like a machine in my head.
In my head. It was a machine in my head. It's loud.
You're hurting my ears.
Sorry. What am I hurting?
You're hurting my ears.
My ears.
You have a very big pigginess. I love to play with your penis.
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertainment? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hakthui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up!
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's, I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day, I come home, I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
Here's another pack of jack-offs who ought to be strangled in front of their children.
The vision is real. The power is real. Weaken. Fear is reborn because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, October 14th, 2013.
That was very Kermit the Froggish of you.
October 14th, 2013.
Welcome, everybody.
Kermit the Frog doing Johnny Carson.
I did not know that.
It was weird and wacky stuff.
I did not know that. Yeah.
So
Sometimes rainbow.
Sometimes competition makes me want to talk bad about other networks.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
Wow. Yeah.
Just hang on.
I don't think a show in...
It was so hot today in California.
Wacka, wacka, wacka. How hot was it? I don't think...
That I licked my own ass for...
I don't think there's ever been a show in the history of any type of broadcasting that had Kermit the Frog doing Johnny Carson as their opener.
Right.
As their opener. Welcome, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, of course, on morelikeradio.com. Arrogance and Alcoholism is our theme. And the phone number, right now, the phone number is out. So all we have is the Skype. We're going to either get this number. We're gonna get another number, Kenny, I think. But right now, the Skype is still working. NPN Studios. And, of course, if you want to, if you're listening live, you want to join the chat, go to morelikeradio.com/live. And if you're checking us out podcast, we broadcast every Monday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio. You can listen live on the TuneIn app. Just download the free TuneIn app on your phone and search More Like Radio, and you can listen. Boom. Oh, you're listening live. Follow us. Boom. Oh. Look at these. Dude, you know how pathetic I am? Mike will be here in a little bit. Okay. I have my little notes here, like it's, especially for the beginning, you know? And it has, you know, it has Arrogance and Alcoholism, the phone number, Skype, More Like Radio, the TuneIn app, and then it's got Twitter. But you know what I have on the side, dude? I don't think you've ever seen this. On the side of the paper, I have these little things here that, like, trying to, like, keep me focused.
You've done that for a while. You had the little things to kind of
yeah, but they're so dumb. Like, I have a thing on the left here, and it just says UH with underlined. So it's in other words, because I say and a lot, so it's my way of saying stop saying dummy. Also, gotcha. I have this is so bad. I have silence is okay.
you have a drawing of a penis going into a mouth.
Yes, and it's like,
and
that's
you're like,
okay.
Don't anymore.
That's okay. Yes, silence is okay. Then underneath that, I have no giggling or no giggles, you know, because the one thing we do now, I think, better than we did when we first started is we don't do that that kind of forced laughter.
We don't laugh unless it's funny.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, there's certain things where it's like, you know, you may legitimately giggle at something because it's worth giggling, but it's like, it's not that type of show where it's just, you know, it's just that almost canned laughter, you know, amongst ourselves. And I think because you have a phenomenal laugh. My laugh is obnoxious, but I have to put my head to the side when I'm truly laughing because I'll blow the microphones out. But then
you have a little drawing of a bristle end of a hairbrush going into a vagina.
So is that the theme tonight? There's just, for every one of these, there's something going into a vagina or a mouth. Is that what it is?
It's what's going on in your head.
And then on the right side of the paper, I have be you, Joe. Like, in other words, don't try to be something. Whatever. It's really, I'm pointing this out because it's pathetic. And my last one, you ready for this, dude? Laid back. Be laid, like, be cool. Be laid back. Don't seem too, you know, eager to please.
I think you just have a checklist of trying to be Fonzie.
Or like a 23-year-old on a fucking date, you know what I mean? Like, he's trying to show that he's a cool cat, you know?
But there's nothing wrong with that. Having a list like that.
It's pathetic. It's not even the fact of having the list. It's what I have on here. I have, stop saying, it's okay to, you know, have dead air. Stop giggling for no reason. Be yourself and be laid back. It's just pathetic. And
There is something to be said about, now, I stutter. I repeat myself, of course.
You don't stutter, dude.
There is something to be said. It all depends on how much drinks I have.
Oh, okay. I never hear you stutter, like a legitimate stutter. You may stammer a bit, but...
I do stammer, yeah. Just maybe I call it stammering.
Yeah, a bit, but you do repeat yourself like a motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
It's like wringing a towel out with water. I just want to get every last drop, and I'll keep wringing.
Oh, yeah, but what you do is you're in the middle...
I don't realize I'm doing it, though.
You'll wring the towel out until there's nothing left, then go back outside during a fucking hurricane and let the towel get soaked again. You come back in and drain that same water.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so obnoxious. But go ahead. I love you, buddy.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate it. There is something to be said about when people are listening, they do hear certain things. When you go back and listen to one of your stand-ups, mm-hmm. or listen to one of the shows, when I listen to the shows, I can hear it where I'm like, would you stop going, because it's almost...
Hey, dude, easy. Stop doing that to me. I already know.
Oh, you're talking about yourself. I'm trying really hard not to do it as we're talking about this, too.
Oh, okay, because you're talking about... I thought you were talking about me.
No. I do it myself, because when I...
Because you said you.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it.
I know you didn't.
When I'm telling a story and I'm trying to get the facts out of my brain
mm-hmm.
through to mouth,
Jersey people say true to mouth. Go ahead.
True to mouth. I say it's better, you know, blah 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 blah. And then this happened. It's just something that we just have to deal with. It mm-hmm. happens.
Yeah.
You can't be otherwise. If you don't say as long as you don't say like. Then we're good.
Oh, like, you know what I mean? Like we're 15-year-old kids? Like
Exactly. We can say and have otherwise we're robots.
Yeah, I guess.
We're not being ourselves, Joe.
I guess because when you're listening to yourself, you're much more critical, but I don't like when the show that I listen to every morning is O&A, and I don't hear them saying like I hear me, but I don't know because I'm not looking for it. You know what I mean?
Jimmy says it a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. When he's telling a story or pulling information out of his head,
okay.
He says it a lot.
Oh, so then it doesn't sound bad because I don't even, you know what I mean? Like the eighth time I've already said, you know what I mean? So maybe it doesn't sound as bad or even as obvious when it's somebody else because... You're so critical of yourself.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Okay. Hey, guess who is in the studio? Guess who decided to show up? The guy who has to, you know, protect us and take care of a family decided to come in today and bless us. Champagne Mike.
No, thank you for having me back. Been too long
having you back.
I don't know. I like you know,
like you know what I mean.
You know, a few streams down, Big A's in the chat room.
Big A,
right? He says the camera working. They're playing something else.
Oh, I think it should be working now. Tell him to check. Screwed up.
Take classes on the ums and the likes when you
do. They really?
Yeah.
No, yeah, what, so, public speaking?
Yeah.
It's funny because when I do stand-up, never. I never do. I used to say.
You're probably flowing well.
I used to say, but.
Yeah.
I used to say that a lot. And our old friend, who we're not friends with anymore, Zool, used to point that out to me all the time. So I got rid of doing that. But at least a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The jerk off Steve Bix. Told me about that, and then I listened to it, and I was like, wow, I do say that a lot.
Yeah, he'll give, like, one or two good critiques, like a century to a comic. And, you know, like, he gave me a critique once, told me to smile a little bit more when I was performing. Of course, I was auditioning for him, and I was, like, 2 years in the business, so I was shitting myself. But, yeah, I did learn that. If you smile, you know, especially, like, you know, if you're a little bit, if there's something a little bit more aggressive about your presence on stage. If you smile a little bit, it just alleviates any type of.
Yeah,
you
I'm terrified when you didn't smile.
Shut up.
Those 2 other years to get used to you.
But, ooh, excuse me.
I love being critiqued because I stutter sometimes when I get all messed up.
You don't stutter in here.
No, I do. my friend.
No, see, it's not. Kenny called it. Kenny said the same thing about himself. It's not stuttering. It's a bit of a stammer.
Okay, but I also can't say big words either.
Hold on. Whatever. Hold on. Sorry, everybody, but when Kenny's away, for some reason, every once in a while, we have to turn his mic down because it sounds like a train is coming through.
Yeah, what is he doing?
I don't know. Are you doing anything?
Yeah, I moved away from the microphone to grab my phone. That's why. It's recalibrating itself.
Oh, okay. All right, so, but yeah, we didn't even really get the show started yet. I wanted to make two quick announcements. Number one, of course, I've been doing it every week, letting people know we have Conti Kenny stickers. Yay!
Really?
You don't have any?
I
haven't seen you.
I know, I haven't.
We got these cute little Conti Kenny stickers. Yeah. Yay! I'll give you some when we leave. And if anybody wants any, if you can email us at ContiandKenny@AOL.com. It's not the ampersand. It's the actual word and, Conti and Kenny, or just...
Yeah, I couldn't say that word.
What, ampersand?
Ampersand.
Amper.
Yeah.
Like amp.
Ampersand.
Yeah. There you go.
Ampersand.
That's it. Okay. It's probably because it's a dumb word that you never had to say before. So
a lot of dumb words.
There's some words I can't say either. I have to, you know, but, and then there's a whole shitload of them I can't spell. But the stickers, ContiandKenny@AOL.com. And email us your address, and we'll ship you some, you know, if you want just one, that's cool. If you want a few, if you got some, you know, places you want to, you know, put them, you let us know. We'll send you a few. You know, we got a bunch. And it's Conti and Kenny at AOL.
I can't say either. It's like, no more cocaine.
Oh, those are phrases you can't say, Kenny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
They're doing words.
But yeah, we have the stickers, and also we have another episode of shorts. I finished it today, and it should be up tomorrow, and it features our pal again, Otto Peterson from Otto and George. So we have a...
Which one is that? The dummy or the other one?
Otto is
never heard that joke before.
Oh, yeah. Or when they're like,
Otto's
hey,
really the real guy, though, right?
That's his real name. Yeah.
I'm not trying to be really that funny.
No. But people always do that.
That's his real name, though, Otto?
That's his real name, yeah. He's Danish. He's a Danish Jew.
Wow.
He's sweet. Get it? He's a Danish Jew.
The Jew part I don't get.
But he's sweet.
Oh, because Jews aren't sweet.
No, because Danish is something.
Oh.
He is a Danish Jew.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprised his family didn't turn him in or something like that.
No, I think because his dad was his dad was Danish. And his mom's a nice Jewish woman who I know, but he never really knew his dad, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, we got a clip, an old school clip with a... What happened?
Join the club.
My father's great. My father's so good to me.
My dad called me today.
Yeah, my father's a train wreck. He's a nice guy, though.
Yeah, my dad's a pain in the ass.
My father had more jobs than ever possible.
Yeah, I know. You were telling me that. He's just job after job. Yeah,
2 weeks here.
You know, listen, I didn't realize your dad was Jamaican.
He might be.
Could be.
Except he didn't keep the
jobs. He didn't keep them. He just... I have 14 jobs
I wonder why your boss... Always the boss was a bad guy, too.
Oh, of course. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if a girl doesn't want to fuck you, she's a lesbian. You know, that old gag.
My father must have knew about 10,000 lesbians.
Oh, you know what? I might as well tell people who've been listening to the show from the get-go... I played a clip in the beginning. That was my retarded girlfriend with this thing called it's called Speech Jammer. It's a thing it's an app you put on your phone and you put your headphones on. And what it does is it puts all sorts of sounds in your ears and echoes your voice. And it makes you, it screws up your speech.
Really?
You know what we should do? We should get someone to read, like, the Declaration of Independence or some famous speech.
Okay. That
like
could be
Martin
good.
Like a Martin Luther King speech or something?
Yeah, I Have a Dream. Yeah. Okay,
or,
that's a great
Roosevelt
idea.
Or you have to do the JFK voice. Ask not what
you can do for your country.
Yeah.
Because, listen, here, I'll play it real quick again.
Yeah, play it
again. To the moon in the end of the decade, not because it's easy, because it is hard.
This was her, and she was just putting it on, and she wasn't trying to read anything, but she was trying to talk to me, and then she wanted to be goofy, and she wanted to be, like, cutesy, and it sounds like
I'm sleeping with a retarded girl. Here.
Ew, I don't like that. Ew. I don't like the way it sounds.
She's just hearing it now.
That didn't bother you?
Yeah,
it sounded... It
was okay.
It's like a machine in my head.
In my head.
Sounds drunk.
It was a machine in my head.
Ah.
It's loud.
You're hurting my ears.
Sorry. What am I hurting?
You're hurting my ears.
My ears.
You have a very big pinkiness.
She's sober too, right?
I love to play with your penis.
I'm sleeping with a retarded chick. Oops. All right. Yeah, and it messes up your speech. Apparently, it makes my girlfriend drop 30 points in IQ.
Yeah.
But other people, it really screws them up. I tried it. It didn't do anything to me. But there's all videos online, you know, like how they did with the two girls in one cup. And they would have film people reaction. They're just filming people, and they're filming themselves in front of their webcam, trying to speak with this thing.
Big A in the chat room says, I can do that without the app and fuck it up.
Oh, oh, that's shit. Beautiful. The Big A. That is true. He got the app. It's called the speech. It's called the speech jammer.
Hey, what's it called?
I don't know, but my paper says silence is okay.
I was waiting for you.
I don't know if that counts when you do a bad joke.
No, I thought it was funny.
Okay.
That's why I was trying to say, what are you talking about?
Okay.
I'm just dumb.
The Big A. Oh, what was it? Oh, shit. So anyway, that's a great idea. Maybe
yeah,
we can...
We
have to figure out who we'd want to do that. And then, of course, what we want them to read. That'd be good. But, yeah, it would have to be something really, you know, like, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself.
I like the idea of using a different voice for it.
What do you mean, a different voice?
Like, you know, Penny can do different voice.
Concentrate on doing...
You have to do the impression.
Yeah.
So it would either be like a JFK, or what about...
I mean, you could go, like white girl doing Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I guess, because pretty much with Martin Luther King, you just put like a vibrato on your voice. It's like, you know, I have a dream, you know, it's just like a vibration thing. But yeah, you know what? That'd be good. How about Martin Luther King, JFK, or if we could think of another voice that, you know, pretty much anybody could do. It doesn't have to be a great impression, but everybody knows how to do it. What about like a Bill Clinton? Or is Bill Clinton what about like a Reagan, dude? Everybody can do a Reagan. I mean, it doesn't come out good, but everybody knows how to do it. Well, from the lips of God's ear.
That's a harder one, though.
Yeah, that is kind of tough.
You got to do like a...
What about John Wayne, dude?
John Wayne would be good.
John Wayne, right? John Wayne, everybody can do a John Wayne. Not that it was good, but everybody knows how to do the impression. Could be John Wayne.
I like John Wayne.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll have like two or three, and then we can get somebody in here and we can, give them a choice of what they want to do. And we'll have speeches. All right. That sounds good.
Funny.
All right. Yeah. Let's get that thing going. But like I said, the shorts, hopefully it should be up tomorrow. It's episode 8. It's called, Seeking Heat. And, it's got four segments on it. It's like 30 minutes. It's another quick, short, nice episode of Conti and Kenny Shorts. And you can get that right on our website, ContiandKenny.com, or you go to iTunes, subscribe to it, and it should be up in like a day or so. So please do that and tell us what you think, okay? Please? And we're good. This is something that it's been going on now, and we really didn't even touch on it because last week we didn't talk about it at all. This government shutdown that, of course, every American every American is speaking like this has never, ever happened before. I don't know anything about it, all right? But I do know that, you know, I find myself, I really do, I find myself having to defend our president because I've never seen so much disdain for a fucking guy. And not just because people don't like him or whatever, or because he's black, whatever, it's that the guy is getting blamed for everything. And I find myself going, all right, can we just back? And meanwhile, I don't give a shit. You know, it's like, you know, and it's like, oh, the government shutdown. It's like, we've had, dude, when Reagan was in office, there was two government shutdowns. There was a government shutdown with first Bush, with Clinton, but there wasn't one with the second George W. There wasn't. But it's like, can we just stop it already with everything being under the microscope? At least in a sense where we're not even like, look, if there's ever going to be change in our government, it's going to be the citizens, everybody together on one page. And they're not. They're just everybody who's into whatever, and I'm going to call it a religion. You're either into the Democratic God or the Republican God, and that is your God. And that's why there's absolutely no common sense when it comes to this rhetoric, because it's like religion. It's not based on anything but belief. You were either taught to buy into one thing, or you were learned. It was a learned thing by whatever, whether it was somebody who fed this to you, or a news channel, or the people you grew up with, whatever it is. And I've just had it. So, dude, I don't know anything about a government show. I don't know what the hell it is. How is it affecting us right now?
I can't
what
go
it
to
basically is, I don't know a lot about it.
Okay.
I'm on your side. But what happened is they have to approve certain bills and budgets in order for the money to be released. Social Security, government jobs. That's why the national parks are shut down, because there's only $330-something billion dollars worth of cash that America has, and we owe $375 billion. So they have to give – we have the money. They just have to agree on where the money goes in order to pay back our debts, the money that we borrow. If we do not pay back our debts, which the deadline is closing, then we become – we get a stain on our credit report and we go down the shit tubes.
Isn't this going to be our second one?
No. The first one didn't happen yet? We've never defaulted on a loan. It was Standard & Poor's. Because of the economy, said, well, they might not have as much money as they thought, and they gave us they took our AAA rating to AA. Like we've been AAA the entire span of the 200-something years that we've been, a country.
Mm-hmm.
But this one cocksucking asshole, one group of people said, oh, well, they're having a recession or there's some financial issues. Now everything's back. And we have I don't even know if we have a rating back, but they gave us a rating because they were nervous that we wouldn't, because of the markets and everything, we wouldn't be able to pay back all of our debts. So they just basically said, well, we're not sure. And it was only one fucking firm. But because they did that, in the eyes of everybody else, they're like, oh, they don't have any money. Now, we have plenty of money. But we borrow, so we have to pay back the debts. They have to agree on certain things in order to release the money. And the Republicans want this spent for this. The Democrats want this spent for that. And they say, well, we can't come to an idea. Let's shut the government down. So they shut the government down, and they're going back and forth. It's a pissing contest. Each side wants what they want, and they're not budging. But if these cocksuckers, these fucking jerk-offs in a suit, the disaster that would happen if we actually do default on our loans is worse than any. You're talking, you want to see depression and recession, because now you're just fucking done. You're not getting money from China. You're not getting money from shit. You're not getting now you're the fucking guy with the late credit card bills that, you know, the 800 numbers that you try to ignore when they're calling for cash. Now you're America.
Yeah, okay. But they should just bomb these countries and just call it a day.
But now let me ask you, Kenny, that sound, and I know you're not speaking from exact factoids or whatever.
Exactly. I don't know the whole thing. This is the little bit that I do have a grasp on.
Now, it sounds like, and I'm not being facetious here, I'm being 100% truthful. It sounds like a very realistic, common sense filled answer you just gave without getting into technicalities. It just sounds like you said, hey, if this happens, it's going to get ugly. Okay.
And right.
Okay. I don't even know if you're right or wrong. Okay. But
not end of the world ugly.
No, but still my point is that being said, doesn't that really mean that it really doesn't matter? It's all about the people in charge and what they want to do. Because look, if somebody went to you and said, Kenny, listen, you need to stop eating crocodiles. If you don't, for some reason, there's something in the crocodile that goes against your fucking body, and it's going to poison you, and you're going to eventually die. You would say, well, I'm done eating crocodiles.
Joe, real quick, this is totally off topic. Mm-hmm. Real quick, I've got ABC News Houston on in front of me, and they're doing a live shot from Mr. Indian Hair. And the guy turned his back, and like three black ladies just took all of the weaves out of his shop and took off running. Mr. Indian Hair. Sorry, I had to bring that up.
That's his name, Mr. Indian Hair?
Yeah, Mr. Indian Hair. He goes into the back, and they just scooped all of his shit up and ran. Three bald, fat black ladies.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
But a lot of this is I want this, you want that. I want this, you want that. You know what I mean? They're being stubborn. That's why they keep shit-talking each other, going, enough with your selfish bullshit. When I say things would get bad, it's not that we would, the end of the world or anything like that, but then America is no longer a world power. Or, excuse me, America is no longer the world power. Because now the stream of money or in all kinds of finances that we hold above everybody else, even though that we borrow, you have to get yourself involved with everyone else for leverage. That's why China would never invade us, because we owe them trillions of dollars. You know, little things like you have to be involved in a global community and borrow, and it's the same kind of system you did when it's 500 years ago.
Okay,
just on a grander scale.
Can I interject here for a second? Can you understand what I mean when I say this? Where this money that we're talking about is an illusion.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute illusion. There is not trillions and trillions upon trillions of dollars roaming around the planet. It doesn't exist. It's this thing that's in a computer, and basically it's based. Look, the market is based on the way, everything about finance that you would think is about finance isn't about it. Like, you would think finance is about facts. It's about what do you have here and what do you have here. And then when you read about the market, it's about feelings. It's about forecasts. It's all nonsense, dude. The money is a facade. There is not trillions of dollars. Like, we owe, what do we owe China? Trillions of dollars. So where do we pick up? Like, dude, there isn't enough suitcases on the planet to fucking fill up and put trillions of dollars in. You can't do it. So it's all based on bullshit. It's all based on nonsense. It's based on this power base that just is, they're like, I don't know, they're like the 10 guys on a block where you have 100, you know, maybe 300 houses, and there's 10 people on the block, and they're the only ones that get running water, and they're the only ones that have fucking a maid service that comes and cleans their house. But they're like, no, we all live in the same block, all of our houses look the same. It's not the same. And they're talking about this like this is real.
And then the thing is, they go and tax the fucking snot out of the American fucking public for everything. You buy a car, right? Right? If Mike has a car he bought, he pay tax on it. Now, when Mike wants to sell his car, when you sell your car to somebody, you got to pay tax on that.
Yeah, but I was going to sell it for $6 billion more.
Is that how it works? So you already paid, let's say you pay $10,000 for a new car. Now, 10 years later, you want to sell it, and you want to sell it for $2,000.
I should be able to.
Yeah, but when you do, you got to pay tax on the $2,000, and the dummy that bought it from you has to pay tax on $2,000. It's just, dude, and that's what drives me nuts about the dummies in this country who try to find blame, or the blame that they learned is this guy here or this guy there. There's no guy, dude. There's no person. There's no evil fucking emperor that's ruining everything. It is a system that was built to make sure everybody stays around the same place. Everybody, hey, you know what? If you work real hard and you work 40 years for a company, we're going to give you a 401k. And you know what? You're going to get $583 a month, pal. How's that? And people are going, fucking hey, man, that's cool. Because it's meant to, not to.
What do they say?
Hey, man, that's cool.
You forgot the fucking A.
Hey, man, that's cool. And it's just, and it just drives me nuts. And I have to just sit there and listen to people just talk nonsense and shit based on either ignorance or racism or just fucking stupidity or just the fact that they're just looking for somebody to blame. And you know what? The only thing we can blame is ourselves.
And the Jews. You got to blame the Jews. Well,
that goes without saying.
Yeah.
We are in the show, actually. It's Conti and Kenny Show. And Arrogance and Alcoholism, Blame the Jews. That's the name of the show, just so you know.
One of my favorite pictures is Death to the Juice. The Arabic male spelled it wrong.
He didn't mean OJ?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it was one of my favorite pictures. I exploited it.
Death to the Juice.
Family gets a little upset about stuff. Like, they take it like they don't see the humor in that. I think.
Hey, you know what? You have a different way of thinking and looking at
Yeah,
things,
like when I have my family sit in number order when their tattoos, that didn't go over too well either.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you have to kind of look at.
I said, it's bakery rules at my house. We're going to go number order here. No one laughed at that.
Oh, man. But, you know, Kenny, it's just, I'm getting to a point where I can't even talk to people anymore. Because it's all about this, you know, it's this personal thing. Because you know what it is, man? If you're a person that grew up in a certain type of a house, you know, a certain type of home, well, guess what? Guarantee you're, when you start talking politically, like, it's just nonsense to sit there and look at people and go, oh, well, you see that? That's because of this, 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 and this. And everybody's become so predictable. Yeah. Like if you're a fucking white guy brought up in a very affluent fucking town, most likely with mostly white people, most likely you're going to be, guess what? A conservative. And if you're a black guy, or if you're a guy that was grown up in the fucking ghetto, or even if you're just a regular, maybe grow up in like middle class, and you were, you know, you lived okay, you know, You could end up being like a fucking liberal. And it's like, we need to just stop just going into the rooms that were, the arrows point to the room and everybody runs in it. And how about not running into a fucking room? Because it's getting to a point now where it's not even humorous anymore, where it's getting really bad. And it's not because of this guy or the guy before guy.
I always thought these guys worked together, man. There's no doubt in my mind. When you're on that level,
yeah,
you work out deals with each other, you play off each other, and you make money, and you screw everybody else over.
And the thing is, there are certain...
It's obvious.
Jim Norton, who's on the Opie and Anthony show, he's a really, really smart guy, funny comedian. But Ron Paul, who I kind of... he's an interesting guy. He was in there... Sirius Studios.
Really?
He didn't do their show, but he saw them in the Sirius building.
Okay.
And he went up to Ron Paul,
And he goes, hey, you know, whatever. Introduce himself. And he asked him a question. And he said, when are we going to finally become at least a three-party system politically? And you know what he said? He goes, let's get out of being a one-party system because the Democrats and the Republicans are the same party. And I thought that was brilliant.
He's right.
And the moment that you can get off of your thick fucking skull, you dummies, people I know on Facebook, you fucking morons, the moment you can understand that and realize that it's us against them, it's not those guys and me or those
it's
guys
such
and
a
me.
Small minority of people that even understand it and also that are in charge of this.
That are actually a game player. Yeah, and
you're all pros. You're all pros or Democrats and politicians have been in there for years. The new guys get in there and they either play the ball with them or they're out.
Or they're out. Exactly, because there are factions that are actually funneling information and getting things done.
Cory Booker's running for senator, and so's Lon
in New Jersey, right. Yep.
Lautenberg had a lot of juice as a senator. And they just said the winner...
He died, right?
Yeah. The other senators... This is what was said about Washington senators. That when you become a new senator, it's very hard for you to fit in because they don't treat you as well because you're a new guy.
Yeah.
This is nothing to do with party affiliation. No. It's time and grade, and they're all the same, like you said.
Yeah.
They just want... They'll pass... There's no doubt there's money to be made with you saying, hey, let's pretend that you're going to go against this. And different people, and us are sheep. We all buy it.
Yeah, like Kenny, you playing amateur baseball, and I know you played a lot of baseball, and you know a lot about baseball. When rookies go in there, there's all of that hazing stuff. And granted, this is sports, so it's a little bit different. But what it is going, hey, listen, until you prove yourself to us.
Basically, to not have too much of a pun, but can you play ball?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Can you, all right, you're a new guy. I'm going to feel you out. You're going to sit on the bench a little bit, but, you know, how about throwing a spitball once in a while? Or how about a little steroids? You don't mind steroids, right?
Even if you want to go steroids, right, you could actually go with, hey, listen, you're a pitcher. Once in a while, when we tell you to, You gotta fucking throw at a guy, fucking
exactly.
Right. And you know, normally you come into the league, or you know, and you will be a guy and be like, no, you know what? I'll throw a guy inside.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it goes as far as, hey, kid, you're the new kid. We're in the showers. Jerk me off.
What? We're not supposed to do that.
I'm not sure it goes that far, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I stopped doing that after the Marine Corps.
But and the moment people understand that and realize that it is us against them, and it's not even really the politicians, because there are certain things that have been going on in the last 15 years that are actually like they've been talking about this for 30 years.
The problem is like, but they call the shots. Get it done. Get it? Don't let us be that fucking guy who doesn't pay his credit card bill, because we've all of us have missed a credit card bill, and you shit yourself because you're like, now my credit's fucked. And then, you know, sometimes when you're down and out, you have to live off the credit cards until you get back on your feet and you fuck your credit up. It ruins your it takes forever to get back.
Okay.
You know, because credit's a huge thing. So these people have our credit rating in their hands of America. Of America.
Right.
The greatest, richest country on the fucking planet.
Well,
you know, now, and it's in these fucking jerk-offs' hands sitting around a table bullshitting about some kind of, you know, not getting along, or I want this, I want that, yeah, I want this, I want that. Meanwhile, it's ruining the whole thing.
All right, what do you think is a more realistic scenario, Kenny? Realistically, okay? The Democrats
that
and Republicans.
I have a good credit rating.
Oh, or do you have any, that your credit rating has a third digit in it without a fucking decimal point? You fuck.
I can count my credit rating on both hands.
I weigh more than my credit score, and I'm not that big, all right? All right? But here it is. Do you think what's a more feasible, logical explanation? That either, one, they're going to come to a decision
based on this battle, and whoever seems to have a little bit more pull, what either party, and they're going to come to something, and then whatever happens, happens. Or is it to where whatever end, whatever decision is made, it's going to be influenced by people that are way more in charge than who we see, and it's going to be more of a positive flow for those people. And whether you want to talk about the huge corporations or certain certain factions of people that are just way beyond hundreds of billions of dollars, exactly. What do you think is more feasible?
Well, they're probably talking with them. They're having Senate meetings. They're having inside meetings. Basically, what's going to happen is I don't think we'll default. I think they're just playing cat and mouse. They're playing chicken, to bring another animal into this fucking thing. Okay. They're playing chicken, and eventually, right before the deadline, they'll make a deal. They'll release the money. Everybody will get paid, and everybody's happy. But it's with what compromise on each side. The Democrats have to compromise on one side. Republicans have to compromise on the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they will get a deal done. If they don't, it's a fucking disaster.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad when they didn't pay the dead veterans that just returned home, too. That wasn't really a bad idea.
Exactly.
It's just amazing.
Well, that's all locked up, too.
And people make it and people sit there and go, holy shit, look at the way this president does this. And I'm going, wait a second. Didn't they do the same thing with Vietnam vets? Didn't the Vietnamese fucking guys, the Vietnam vets come back and they were just fucking treated like people spitting on them and, you know, calling them, you know, whatever. These were just guys that were kind of, especially back then, they were forced to go out there and they were treated badly. And of course, all of them having
PTSD.
PTSD. And basically they just said, well, here you go. Here's a Blue Cross Blue Shield card and take care. And there's an unbelievable amount of alcoholism from Vietnam vets. So why is this any different? It's just that now everything is in our face, and we've learned to as people, we go, hey, you know what? These guys, you know, we have to be more.
It's just that it's 2013, though.
Right. We should be more proactive towards.
Should.
And you know what? On the surface, and when people are walking by and they're going, thanks for your service, man. But you know what? Those same people will walk by a homeless guy, not knowing if the guy's a fucking vet or not, and be like, you fucking piece of shit, go get a job. Well, you know what? Then how is that any different?
No, that's the way it is.
It's sad, man.
It's crazy, man. You know, I'm in airports all the time, and I see a lot of fucking one-legged dudes. There's a lot of fucking fake arms, you know, and they're still in uniform. But it's crazy. You know, and to not worry about the Vietnam vets and then not to do these guys again to repeat the same shit.
Yeah. One of the biggest problems now is that these guys are coming back all fucked up, like in it's had psychological problems. Yeah. And they just kind of let them go and they're killing themselves like two a day.
That's what happened in Vietnam.
Two a day. It's even more now.
Yeah, because back then they were just it was it wasn't shell shock. It was and they were just
they didn't know what to call
and
it.
And plus, there it wasn't all over the television. You didn't have 24-hour news, so we didn't even we were too young.
Yeah.
But you didn't even see all of it. So the American people weren't even as informed to know. And now we do know, and it's still, you know, because it shows that. Doesn't matter if it was 1975 or 2013. What's going to happen is there's going to be a little bit of shelling and saying, look, we're going to give you all this. And then when it really comes down to brass tacks, nothing major ever gets done because it's not meant. It's not a system that's supposed to flow down. It's always supposed to flow up. And even if you're a fucking vet fighting for this country. And it's a shame.
You know, I fought for this country. my daughter gets mad now because I always tell her that every day. She goes, yeah, no, I know, Dad. You fought for this country. Great job. I just cheapened that too at home. Ruined it.
No, you ruined it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you watered it down.
I say it every day at work.
Every day?
Every day.
Yeah, I fought for this country. We know.
I'm like, hold on a second. Like, it could be a completely unrelated conversation. I just thought that in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, I did fight for this country.
You sure did.
Today's my day. In Columbus.
All right. Kenny, I think we should take a break.
Sure, yeah. I'm trying to find the names for Shell Shock. And it was Battle Fatigue.
Oh, there's an actual special on HBO George Carlin bit. That goes back to...
The George Carlin bit, right?
It was Shell Shock. And then Battle Fatigue.
Let me see if I can find that.
Then it was something
that.
Else before post-traumatic
stress. On HBO, they have a huge special on it. It goes back from like the Civil War to Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
It's pretty
cool,
actually. And you see these guys all fucking jacked up from it. And how they just call them cowards. Guy was fucking shot at for 46 days straight, and he called him a coward because he couldn't take another day.
Really?
46 days. Fucking coward.
Shell-shocked.
Shell-shocked and bombed every day. He's a coward. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm just looking for this.
What are you searching? Carlin shell-shock bit?
Yeah. Soft language. Here it is. All right, I got this. All right, let's take a break.
Hold on.
But it didn't happen. And one of the...
Play it, and then we'll take a break.
What happened?
I want to listen to it. Oh, okay. Let's play and talk about it. Or
It's like 6 minutes.
Okay, let's take a break.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on More Like a Radio, .com.
But it didn't happen. And one of the reasons is because we were using that soft language. That language that takes the life out of life. And it is a function of time. It does keep getting worse. I'll give you another example. Sometime during my life, toilet paper became bathroom tissue. I wasn't notified of this. No one asked me if I agreed with it. It just happened. Toilet paper became bathroom tissue. Sneakers became running shoes. False teeth became dental appliances. Medicine became medication. Information became directory assistance. The dump became the landfill. Car crashes became automobile accidents. Partly cloudy became partly sunny. Motels became motor lodges. House trailers became mobile homes. Used cars became previously owned transportation. Room service became guest room dining. And constipation became occasional irregularity. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization or a wellness center to consult a healthcare delivery professional. Poor people used to live in slums. Now the economically disadvantaged occupy substandard housing in the inner cities. And they're broke. They're broke. They don't have a negative cash flow position. They're fucking broke. Because a lot of them were fired. You know, fired. Management wanted to curtail redundancies in the human resources area. So many people are no longer viable members of the workforce. Smug, greedy, well-fed white people have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. Or they depopulate the area. The government doesn't lie. It engages in disinformation. The Pentagon actually measures nuclear radiation in something they call sunshine units. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it. And some of this stuff is just silly. We all know that. Like on the airlines, they say they want a pre-board. Well, what the hell is pre-board? What does that mean? To get on before you get on? They say they're going to pre-board those passengers in need of special assistance. Cripples! Simple, honest, direct language. There's no shame attached to the word cripple that I can find in any dictionary. No shame attached to it. In fact, it's a word used in Bible translations. Jesus healed the cripples. Doesn't take seven words to describe that condition. But we don't have any cripples in this country anymore. We have the physically challenged. Is that a grotesque enough evasion for you? How about differently abled? I've heard them called that, differently abled. You can't even call these people handicapped anymore. They'll say, we're not handicapped, we're handicapable. These poor people have been bullshitted by the system into believing that if you change the name of the condition, somehow you'll change the condition. Well, hey, cuz, doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. We have no more deaf people in this country, hearing impaired. No one's blind anymore, partially sighted or visually impaired. We have no more stupid people. Everybody has a learning disorder. Or he's minimally exceptional. How would you like to be told that about your child? He's minimally exceptional. Oh, thank God for that. Psychologists actually have started calling ugly people those with severe appearance deficits. It's getting so bad that any day now I expect to hear a rape victim referred to as an unwilling sperm recipient. And we have no more old people in this country. No more old people. We shipped them all away and we brought in these senior citizens. Isn't that a typically American 20th century phrase? Bloodless, lifeless. No pulse in one of them. A senior citizen. But I've accepted that one. I've come to terms with it. I know it's here to stay. We'll never get rid of it. That's what they're going to be called, so I'll relax on that. But the one I do resist, the one I keep resisting, is when they look at an old guy and they'll say, look at him, Dan. He's 90 years young. Imagine the fear of aging that reveals. To not even be able to use the word old to describe someone, to have to use an antonym. And fear of aging is natural, it's universal, isn't it? We all have that. No one wants to get old, no one wants to die, but we do. So we bullshit ourselves. I started bullshitting myself when I got to my 40s. Soon as I was in my 40s, I'd look in the mirror and I'd say, well, I guess I'm getting older. Older sounds a little better than old, doesn't it? Sounds like it might even last a little longer. Bullshit, I'm getting old. And it's okay, because thanks to our fear of death in this country, I won't have to die. I'll pass away. Or I'll expire like a magazine subscription. If it happens in the hospital, they'll call it a terminal episode. The insurance company will refer to it as negative patient care outcome. And if it's the result of malpractice, they'll say it was a therapeutic misadventure. I'm telling you, some of this language makes me want to vomit. Well, maybe not vomit. Makes me want to engage in an involuntary personal protein spill. Thank you all.
You looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Yes!
What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not as painful as that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
This is Dave Ingram from Metal Breakfast Radio, and you're listening to the Gnocchi and Kenya Show, or something like that. It's clearly bollocks.
All right, we're back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, of course, on morelikeradio.com. I got Champagne Mike here in the studio, and Kenny is still in Houston.
Yep.
When are you coming back, brother?
I have no idea.
Oh, God, dude. When are you... I mean, three weeks now you've been down there?
Yeah, almost a month, yeah.
Now, do you like, have a thing, and you have your do you have a laundry bag? Is there a place you got to go do laundry, or...
Yeah, excuse me. We usually stay at the extended stays.
Oh, okay. So what do they have? Like a laundry room in the bottom of the plane, in the motel?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you this, fuck. I didn't even tell you this story.
No, you did not.
No, I did not. The extended stays, you have like a little kitchenette, little hot plate, and it's like a little apartment.
Hey, you're perfectly in the chat room, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I just pulled up a story. I found that story I was telling you about.
Okay.
With the kid. But let me go back in there. But the extended stays, they have like a little hot plate, you know, like a two burner, electric stove, fridge. It's like a little apartment. Big desk, big screen TV.
That's cool, though. Bed. That's definitely better than, you know.
An annoying wife to come home to. Wow. Okay, that's not nice. Not nice.
It's funny. It's funny. My friend Safe that I work with. They're from Egypt, and they don't have a lot of, you know, his wife and him are like, that's it. You know what I mean? They came over from Egypt a bunch of years ago, but they have small babies. So he's just a father and a work, and he works, you know what I mean? So his, mother-in-law was coming over from Egypt to hang out for like a month.
Ugh.
So he tells me, he's like, Kenny, listen, do me a favor. I want to go to Houston. I have to go to Houston.
Oh, okay.
Please, I am okay until October 19th. Please take me to Houston. So I sent for him and sent him out here. And he's great. He's a great dude. But in the hotel, over the weekend, okay, on Sunday was a big bodybuilding thing down here in Houston. Okay. Big, huge bodybuilding conference. We had a table there for the place that I work with and blah, blah, blah. Whole thing. So Sunday night, I would say probably about almost 10 o'clock at night, 9:30, 10 o'clock on Saturday night. I'm sorry, Saturday, because the show was yesterday. There's two doors, and the one door leads to the small little gym, right? It's all mirrors, and it's got the elliptical machine, a couple of weights and whatnot. And right adjacent to it is the door to the laundry room with the snack bar. You've got your waters and whatnot, crackers or combs, whatever you need, toenail clippers. So I'm going down there, and I'm going to go. And now in between the two is another door with a big glass window so you can see into the gym from the commissary. So I go down, I walk into the commissary. I was going to get a couple of bottles of water and like a bag of popcorn or something for a snack. And I look to my left, and there's this 5'8 guy, jacked, completely ripped.
5'8 as in height?
As in height, about my size.
Okay.
But probably 300 pounds of
wow.
fucking solid muscle in a pink bikini.
Ugh.
Practicing. In a pink bikini, practicing his bodybuilder poses.
I can't take that.
Like,
literally, I walk in and I look to my left. So I was staring at him, and he's doing the shoulder thing, you know, let me show the triceps. Then he's doing the biceps, and then he's putting his hands on his hips and doing the back.
Yep.
And I'm looking at, I didn't remember. I didn't put two and two together yet. I didn't remember that, oh shit, there's a show tomorrow. So I'm literally walking in and going, what the fuck am I looking at? This is the fucking weirdest thing I've ever. I did not, if you could have asked me a million times, I would have not said, if you walked in and saw something, what would it be? It would not be this jacked, dipped in chocolate tan dude in a pink bikini practicing his poses.
Unbelievable.
So now I'm staring at him through the window with the kind of like a what the fuck look on my face. And he turns around and he does a tricep pose and we make eye contact. So now it's awkward.
Did you just shatter like you looked at Medusa?
No. We make eye contact, and he's still, and he didn't break pose. He was posing, but staring in my eyes. So in a split second, I realized, oh shit, it's there's the bodybuilding contest. Now I got to do damage control because I'm creepily looking at this guy, staring at him. So I have to go outside, open up to the gym door and go, hey, you guys here for the competition? We have a booth there. I'll see you tomorrow. And he's like, okay, man, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, good luck.
Now, what was he wearing, like a little bikini bottom or something?
Absolutely. It was tiny, dude. And I saw, there was no, of course, I peeked at the ding-dong, and there was no weight there. There was just no weight.
But now, look, I get what their posing thing, like, I understand that, like, that's work, and I understand they're practicing that. It's not like an arrogant thing. It's not like he's out showing off.
No. He was practicing. Turns out his girlfriend, who was jacked up also, was on the bike.
But
I didn't see.
The point is that you're practicing, right? Do you really need to be in a fucking Speedo, basically? You can't have boxer shorts on. All you're doing is practicing you and your poses. You know what I mean? So it's like, girls don't want to see that.
If you had a body like that, I'd walk around naked.
No, you would look better. It would be better off if he was nude than seeing those little pink fucking tiny little
pink's
Speedos.
A little bit overboard.
Yeah, I saw no balls either.
Oh, just awful.
I was looking for balls and ding dong, and everything was true.
Nothing's the worst than you can. You know, when I get caught staring, I actually stare longer, but I kind of like look like I'm out of my mind, like I'm thinking about something else. So when the person looks back at me, like starts talking, like what are you looking at? I don't answer him. I just keep staring, like I'm out there, and then I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what I was doing.
How you doing there, Peck Deck? Can I see you? You know, can I see that?
I've been looking at your cock for hours.
Yeah, can you turn around? I want to look at your glutes now for a while. I've been looking at your dick and balls for an hour. You know?
He was jacked.
Yeah, and it's like, but it just, the you know, like people think that they're just flexing just to show off. I mean, I understand. I know guys that were bodybuilders. I mean, that's a huge part of it. That's work, you know, like doing the posing, and it takes them a while to get the blood going to them. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like they're as big as they're going to be when they're doing that pose, and they're getting every ounce of their fucking muscles just going and just so it's like.
The whole shake the thigh and then tighten it up.
Yeah,
thing.
Of course. I mean, he wasn't showing off. This was him working. You know, I get all that, but. You're not doing it to impress anybody, so why are you wearing the fucking bikini fucking briefs outside by a fucking motel?
He's gonna doo-doo stain them up before he goes to the show. I mean, how about a black one or like a blue?
How about,
no, I think it hot, takes hot off the tan, fucking, though. Pink makes the tan look better.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't in... Pink. He was practicing in a fucking hotel parking lot somewhere.
In Kenny's room.
Just put yourself in my position. Were you walking to get like a bag of popcorn?
I was
going to
say all fours. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't tell you the rest of the story yet. There's still an ending.
Yeah.
There's a coming and a going of this story.
A very enjoyable ending, if I may.
Yeah. But I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's just weird, man. So it was the next day, huh?
Yeah, it was the next day. They were like the girlfriend was riding on the bike. Just now,
was she like jacked up too? Or was she like a fitness model?
Yeah, she was jacked up too. Yeah,
there is just nothing more unattractive.
She was more like she wasn't like bodybuilder. She was probably like they have like bikini,
aerobics instructor type.
Yeah, they have bikini. Then they have. Bikini, then it's like athletic, and then it's like bodybuilding. She wasn't a girl bodybuilder. She was just an athletic.
Yeah, they look good, but when they're, you know, because it's such an easy thing to recognize when you see a woman that is using fucking steroids.
Absolutely.
Like their chins literally get square.
Yeah.
They get square. They all end up looking like Fred Gwynn. It's fucking amazing. They all are like, did you say Utes? And I'm like, holy shit. This is what they all become. And it's so obvious and it's so unattractive and just so unwomanly like.
There's a porno out there of it's these giant. There are a couple of pornos with women bodybuilders, but there's one that I saw a clip of and it's this pale skin, almost if you had like Pee Wee Herman,
right?
With like a big ding dong.
Okay.
Pale white. Just think of a pale white nerdy gamer banging this gigantic tan woman bodybuilder, and she's like, "Oh yes, oh yes, oh, put it in my ass. This is great. Oh, oh, oh." You know, and that's just her clit, that's just her clit talking. But somewhere out there, it's this little tiny skinny guy. I mean, really. You know the dude from, he's been in a bunch of movies, but he looks like he has like a, he's like dying of something, and he's just real skinny. He's been in like, a bunch of different movies. I forget his name. I don't know, but it was like one of these real skinny dudes. And it's just this monstrous...
Let's have sex.
It looks like he's fucking a long-haired linebacker. And it's great.
What's that noise? Do you guys hear a beeping?
I hear a steady hum.
Yeah.
What the... No, it's not your mic, dude. What the... You hear it too, Kenny?
Yeah, I hear a hum.
Use the fire alarm?
Is that... So you hear that too, Kenny, don't you?
Yeah, is that in the studio or in the... It's not in the headphones. It sounds like it's coming from behind.
Yeah, it's in the studio somewhere. I wonder if the place is on fire. It's in what room? The kitchen? It's right here? It's coming from the keyboard. How weird is that? Because I was thinking maybe something's on fire, but after listening to the first hour and 16 minutes of this show, we were definitely not on fire. So
I'm no. It's not us. It's coming. That's for sure.
I've... PC. No, I should call Frank, huh? Yeah. I'm scared. What if there's a bomb? This is... Holy crap, I'm going
to
call Frank.
Sounds like my grandfather's hearing aid. And when he would try to fix it, it would go... It would just... You know, the dog would start going, "Moo," and putting his paws over his ears.
Yeah, I'm calling Frank.
Be like, "Pop, you're I'm whistling." And he would jiggle it and just...
Hey, Frank. There's like a weird type of an alarm or whistling something going on in the studio, and we can't figure it out. Like a, okay. Frank is coming to the rescue. Oh, I'm going to love it because he's so anal and everything has to be right. He's going to go nuts. If he can't figure this out in 2 seconds, he's going to go completely out of his fucking car.
His dildo is too close to the speakers.
He's getting feedback. He's getting feed crack. No, we were definitely not. We thought it was maybe like a fire alarm, but after I told Kenny, the show was definitely not on fire today. Do you hear?
The battery backup is kicked out.
Is that what that is?
That's what that is. Are you on?
Yeah, we're on. And I think we are on.
You might want to do Skype. Yeah, you're probably on.
We are probably on. So for anybody that's listening, we had a... We might have been...
There's two cameras on your fucking face?
Yes.
That's what happened. Both cameras are on your face, so you get like a stereo Conti. That's what happened. Jesus. Look at that! What software could possibly think
the
that
show
much
is Conti? Called Arrogance and Alcoholism, Frank.
God.
Please get on it, all right? You should know that by now.
All right.
Now we got to put the old Skyperoo on to see if Kenny is... get Kenny back here. And for anybody that... I don't know. I don't know how it's going
to
come out in the podcast.
I'm going to zoom this show in. And then I'm going
to
turn off
media. All right, we'll see if Kenny tries to call back in. But I don't know how... I don't know how this is going to sound in podcast, but we had a little bit of an issue where everything just went out. And so we started things back up again. So I assume we're back on. Oh, boy. My girlfriend is freaked out. She says, get out. It's haunted. Blood will soon be dripping from the walls. Fuck Frank. Fuck Frank in the ass and twice on Sunday. Uh-oh, lost the feed.
I like
see Joe's that. Dead, the zombies got him.
See, that's fantastic how she thinks. She thinks realistically. And I have to say, she is brilliant.
She thinks realistically.
Yes, yes.
So let's see. We're gonna getting everything back here. And we're back. And let's see if Kenny is trying to call. He, you know what? You think he was he in the middle of the story? Do you think he has any idea that we're not even on the air?
And he's still talking?
You think he's still talking?
Kenny's not a long talker, though. I would probably get away with it.
Let me try. Let me see. Hello?
Yo!
All right, we're back. There was a little bit. Everything just shut off. It was it was crazy. So,
are we deaf? Check your phone. Are we definitely listening? Because I was just 2 seconds before I called you. I was listening to. There was a replay on More Like.
Well, that's because we were off the air. So we are back. In the chat room, they should be telling you, but from what I get, from what it looks, both the players are going, and we are broadcasting again. So
okay,
we should be good. But yeah, find out, ask them in the chat room, all right?
Yeah, there's nobody in the chat room. There was Big A, and now there's nobody.
Oh, okay. That's because fucking this Monday night football is probably a big game, is it? I don't know what you're doing. I have to turn your volume down.
Is there football tonight? Yeah, Monday. Chargers.
Kenny, I got to keep your volume down until you stop whatever's going on over there.
He's vacuuming.
Are you vacuuming? It sounds like there's a vacuum going on.
He's putting the vacuum on his penis in his apartment.
All right, whatever you did, it's perfect.
It's recalibrating. It just has to do its own thing.
Just changing the subject. I don't know why, but I need to. And you guys ever watch Homeland? I'm not a big TV guy.
I haven't seen
Homeland.
I
have to say, I'm not a big TV guy.
The first couple seasons
series.
Were real good. But
I don't watch any TV. Like, I'm not into like a show. Mm-hmm. I have no loyalty to television.
You turn it on whenever.
However, I watch series of TVs because I realize they're not going to be on forever.
Okay.
And I can watch them and you know, be done with it.
Hey, guys, I'll be back in 1 second.
Homeland
okay.
fucking rocks.
Actually, I'm going to recall you because I'm getting an echo.
Okay.
I don't know who else watches it there, but this is. It's an awesome show.
Are you
man.
On like one of the? Are you still
I
catching up?
Every season. I watched every season, four of them or three, whatever, in the last 2 days.
No.
Stayed up until 5 a.m.
How many episodes were there each season?
24, about 30, less than 30.
Total.
In 2 days. And then I watched Boardwalk Empire, caught up on that again. I don't know what it is. I have not really a big series like TV guy, but
I call them. I made up a thing for them. I call them project shows.
But they're perfect, right? Yeah, because it's a little
because it's a project.
Yeah.
You have to you like House. I love the show House.
Uh-huh.
But whenever it's on, I watch an episode. You know, even you know repeats and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to watch it in order.
See that you have to watch though. I always said like the meaning project. I got you.
Oh, yeah, like Homeland, you can't just pop on
the
third season.
No, no.
You would not know
and
what's
going
on.
And I get so mad when the show's on that I want it. Like Law & Order, I always wanted to watch Law & Order.
Right.
I just never watched it because I always missed the first.
Always, I liked Law & Order.
Someone said you don't have to really watch the first episode.
No. No, I mean, on Law & Order, there are certain, you know, the main characters where there's certain things about them, but it's mostly about the cases. There are certain things where their personalities become part of the case, but... But if not, you can watch.
Like
the
I said
shows.
Before, like reality show, I'm done with. I'm duck with duck, done with Duck Dynasty.
Kenny, did you hear that? Mike is.
Are you really?
Yeah,
he's
Kenny,
done with Duck Dynasty.
They made. They're going into like we ran out of stuff to do, and now we're they're staging everything now. And
I haven't seen it in a month.
Yeah, so. They're making it like you know everything's slapstick comedy, and I can't. It's fake. It was funny the way it was.
I knew it was totally fake, but now it's getting too
But it's
fake.
Like, yeah, like the guy, they put this, like the guy Cy got hurt. He got into a fender bender, and it was minor scratch on his bumper, and he came in with a wheelchair the next day, and it just wasn't funny. I'm not saying that.
Okay, I'm done.
Done with Duck Dynasty? Or
yeah,
just done,
no, no, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it in a month, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was a little upset.
You're a pretty good judge of comedy. Being
but
a
see, the
show.
Homeland, Kenny, is the guy from Band the Brothers. Lieutenant Winters is in that.
In Homeland, yeah.
He's the real deal. I like it.
Is he on our side? Or is
you
he
don't know, Kenny. You don't know.
You
don't
know.
Know.
All
he's
right.
a Marine. Marine gone rogue.
Uh-oh.
No, that's pretty good, though.
Where have I heard that story before?
No, it's pretty good, though. It's great. We're not even on.
We are not on the stream.
Yeah, I told you.
What the fuck?
They're recording though, right? So
yeah, we're definitely recording. Why is this not? All right, I'm gonna exit out again. I'll try this again. I don't know what happened.
Do your thing. We'll edit all this out.
Nah, we won't. I mean,
there's no fucking way.
Just so you guys know. Someone is going to Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah?
Mardi Gras.
Are you really?
Yes. I love when people ask me, they go, your wife is letting you go? What did you say to her? Oh, my God. I go, what I said to her was, hey, are we doing anything this week? Because I'm thinking about going to Mardi Gras. And she said, you should book it on U.S. Airlines so we can get more miles. That was the conversation.
She didn't say, well, can I go with you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, yeah, she said fooling around, but it wasn't like, oh, you're not going there, mister. You know, like, I mean, I told her that she could bring her boyfriend if she wanted to go. I don't want to be, you know, it's just, I'm not bringing sand to the beach, you know what I mean?
But she's totally cool with
not even a conversation about anything but how we can get you the best price to go.
No shit.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
I don't know, because I'm starting to feel that it's not, because other guys are telling me, like, oh, how did you ask her? What did she say? I'm like, I don't know. I never really had that problem. She went to West Palm Beach. My one daughter said to my wife, why did you marry him? You could have done so much better. You know? And I actually have to agree with them. Yeah.
Your daughter, not to, you know, she
looked at me with some disgust and said, why are you with him? You could have done better. You should have married that banker husband. That's what she said.
Yeah, but she doesn't realize that the only reason why she's existing is because you...
Doesn't, no, she knows that. She just said she doesn't care.
When she says something like that, she doesn't put two and two together. Yeah. Go, without me, you wouldn't be here. You just don't like me now.
Yeah. No, she doesn't like me. She tells me I'm her older brother. Yeah, that's how I roll. She told me to grow up, because every day I tell her how much she's in love with this boy at school, and she doesn't like this kid, and I just tell her every day for the last 3 years, every day. I'm relentless.
So, are you going down with a group of dudes?
So far, it's just me and one of my amigos. He's Mr. Fun himself. He's a crowd pleaser. He has won the Secrets Dance Contest 5 years in a row.
Whoa.
He's very talented.
Yeah, it's a big
deal. He's 6'1 and about 275, maybe a little bit heavier. But I'll tell you, honestly, he is loved when we go out. When he goes out, the whole place, like, loves him, you know?
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
He acts like he's the guy that owns the place by within he's in there. It's in a funny way, too. He's not like that.
Yeah.
You know, everyone loves him. And it's not like he's something like the big fat guy that everyone laughs at. He's the big fat guy that everyone actually likes, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't mock him for being overweight, because he holds his own. He's a ball buster, too, which is great.
Have you been to Mardi Gras yet?
No, I'm virgin. Virgin to the Mardi Gras. There we go. I've never been.
I'm only 5 hours away right here.
You know what? I'm flying into Texas for about an hour.
Oh, for the layover,
I don't understand why I'm going to Texas, but that's where I'm going.
So how long are you going for? Just
3 days. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, I get there at 10 a.m., and I leave at 6:50 on Monday.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I think I need to do this. And then I have my work convention, which is very important that I go to.
Is that again already?
Yeah, they get old, though.
Yeah, but that's happened really fast.
You know what? It seems like it, but it's the same time every year.
Oh, Jesus, we got stuff going on all over the place. Hold on, I got to take this call. Mike, you just do the show
yourself.
I'm
just going to talk by myself. Okay, well, it all started in 1970.
Go ahead, I'll try to talk to you while I'm doing this, trying to get us reconnected.
1970, I was born.
Were you in 1970?
Yeah, 1970.
What a year.
It was a good year.
Was it?
I think the gas prices were around that time, right? That's... No, I was a little older. 1970, I don't know what happened in 1970. That's really what we're talking about.
But no.
I think we should do the Jews news and just throw a... Right?
Yeah, if you want.
Got a lot going on, right?
Yeah, okay. We can definitely try to do the Jews news. We'll just, hold on. We'll try to be professional here.
Okay.
And, because Frank's coming down, and maybe we can, and
I think Frank's Jewish.
And now the Jews news with Champagne Mike.
Yeah, it's because he's Jewish.
No.
Should we go offline? Oh. Hello.
And action.
So I don't have to wait for the intro music?
Nope.
We played it already.
Intro music's already played.
All right, there was a 5K in Fort Lauderdale for cancer.
A 5K?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the participants got stuck on a railroad bridge.
What's a women? What's a railroad bridge?
She's lifting up the bridge, and she got stuck in the bridge in the upright position.
What do you mean? So, in other words, she was running at the bridge almost to where the
She was
the
up there. She was 22 feet above the train tracks until she was rescued. So the train tracks must go up for like maybe it's underwater or over the water rather. The riverfront bridge, yeah. So it's over the water. So it's one of the participants wearing the pink shirts, which the strides on her breast cancer was stuck up there.
No way.
Yeah. She thought it was, everyone thought it was like a stunt and thought it was a joke, and they just kept walking by, so no one really called it in for a while. And then they realized it wasn't. So she was up there for an hour, hour and a half.
And Kenny, are you back, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. We good? Everything good?
Yep, we are. We should be back, and Mike is doing the news.
Okay, good.
So continue, my friend.
Thank you. And moving on to the next bridge story.
This is a multiple bridge story, Jews News?
Cause,
is this a multiple bridge story?
It's, the same story, just another spin to it.
Okay.
Now that she was stuck up there, the police want to charge her with trespassing.
She Are faces, you kidding?
Yeah. Have you seen a picture of her?
She dangled.
She's legally blind.
Yeah.
So she was just trying to take a shortcut through, like, Stand By Me fucking railroad tracks. And people, fucking ding, ding, ding.
And then they wonder why people hate the police. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is why I sit there, and you can't argue when someone says, you know what, I hate cops. And I would say, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what? The way it looks, she has a bright pink shirt on, like white shorts. It looks like she was covered in like Velcro, and she just went and jumped on one of those sticky pads. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
Did you say that already? I'm sorry.
No, I just made that up. I said that. Moving on to our friends in London, England. Firefighters have launched a public campaign because there's been a lot of locals having problems putting foreign objects in and out of kinky parts of your body and stuff like that. And so they're telling people to stop putting their penises in toasters.
Yeah, like that. No matter what object you said, I'm going to say it's not going to happen.
You will never stop
the perverted, that perv thing that most, and I'm going with men mostly, have, where if guys want to put their dicks in a fur coat or whatever they're going to do, you're not going to. I mean, what are you going to do? Put them in jail? Like, are you going to really do a deterrent?
But now there's the biggest problem. Yeah, this is an ongoing problem.
The most perverted place that you could possibly think of in your head, someone has already put their cock into it.
Yes.
Not even perverted, like weird. There was somebody that filmed a guy. It was in the backyard, and it was a patio table with the umbrella out of the middle of the table. And the guy was fucking the hole of the where the umbrella goes. On a patio
somebody
table
banged
in somebody's
backyard. I'll never forget that story. Uh-huh. Like the only thing I think of is getting splinters.
The tube, right? Where they keep the umbrella?
Yeah, right where the umbrella goes. He's sitting there humping her on it.
I know, like in jail, that they take the toilet paper rolls, the cardboard rolls, and fill up with Vaseline and tissues. And
yes, I've heard of that too. Yeah.
Well, that's not just jail.
I mean, I'm not proud of it, but I have.
That's called North America.
I'm reading this. And it says how I took the vacuum cleaner and tried that.
Long weekend.
Did you try the vacuum
cleaner? I tried it. It just did nothing for me. And then there was this heart-shaped, or was it like the cup that goes like, you know, not heart-shaped. You know, it's like a half circles on each side of the cup. A little cup. Had like half moons on each side. You know.
A glass.
A glass. It had like a. It was,
what are you out of your mind?
It wasn't like a large glass. It was
doesn't
a
matter.
Of,
it's a glass.
I put it in the bathtub and I tried that.
Really?
Did nothing. Just the water squirted all over the place.
I used an orange juice maker. That was my.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing. I used the meat grinder. That worked out pretty good.
I really did use an orange juice maker.
How the fuck do you use that?
Haven't heard that one before. Go ahead.
What is an orange juice?
Spill it.
How? I don't know the shape.
Remember
of
the old school? It looked like a. It looked like almost like a light bulb inverted. It kind of had the ridges and it would spin.
Almost looked like if you looking at a bullet.
Yeah, but
a bullet was pointing up. Yeah. And there are ridges in it. So you put the you take a half an orange, you put it on it.
Yeah.
And then it spins.
Yeah.
So what I would do was take that, put all sorts of grease on it, spin it.
Doesn't it cut?
No, because it was like plastic, but it wouldn't spin that quick. I'm not a creep. I wouldn't go at a high speed.
You're not a creep using your mom's fucking
iPhone. But I stole it and never gave it back to her.
No, you don't want any.
So what I did was, and you just take, you put your balls on it, and it would rub, and it would just vibrate.
Just your testicles, though.
Pretty much just my testicles, and then I would just masturbate. Right. Yeah, I was
I'm not mad at you.
Normal. Yeah, completely
I mean,
normal.
I've done butter.
Makes sense, you know. And then my first sexual experience is with some chick who fucked like 7 guys in one night. You know, it's all fine. Yeah,
I worked out good.
Then my next one was with a prostitute when I was like 18. Yeah, I worked out fine. You know, only took me to get to 30 until I started like actually dating women instead of just going.
Is that when you were writing love letter books or notes?
That was right before.
Was that high school, junior high school?
I wish that was high school or junior high school. That was like late 20s.
That's my favorite that you did that, by the way.
Yeah, zero. And that's one of our.
That's kind of cute.
That's if you want to listen to that podcast. That is the we made it one of the Conti Kenny shorts, and that one's called Rinse and Repeat. And that was 40 minutes of me getting blasted reading the poetry that I wrote to this girl fucking, I don't know, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was. Yeah, very, very embarrassing.
Where's the weirdest place you guys have jerked off?
I would say driving home from Georgia. In the car while I was driving.
By yourself?
I did the jerk and drive once.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did that once just to try it, yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in the big war, you might have heard about it.
Yeah, the big one, World War II there, Mr. Bunker.
The Porter John was probably the worst thing I've ever done. You were throwing up and coming at the same time.
I did it at my old job once in the warehouse in the corner to a Samantha Fox poster.
Wow. You still remember?
Really?
Yeah. That was so fucking weird.
You weren't in the bathroom? You were just in a corner away from everybody?
In the warehouse, yeah, but it was a Saturday, and there was like 3 people in the whole building. I'll never forget that. Yeah.
Samantha Fox.
Yeah, it was a Samantha Fox poster, and I just beat my fucking dick into oblivion. It was real quick. I had to, because, you know, I mean, I was pretty secure where if anybody was going to come.
Or something? What did you use? Just.
I don't, dude. Really?
He's got a turtleneck.
I got the turtleneck, dude.
That's a home run. That's everyone makes fun of the turtleneck, but that's what's good for.
Dude, you know what's great about the turtleneck is that you two things. One, you don't need any juice or anything to get it going. And two, if you want to, you can work it to where you can save everything and clean it out later so you don't squirt all over the bed.
Whoa. See, when I first started.
That is so disgusting. Yeah, it makes it look like a water balloon. I tie the end like a balloon knot. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh. Ugh.
I think that's the weirdest place I masturbated.
At work? I used to hold it back. I used to shoot my load, but hold it back so I wouldn't let it out. I thought for some reason you were supposed to do that. Don't know why.
That's odd.
You get all dumb.
I don't know what I was doing.
You got to get that out and then pee.
I thought you held it in. I held it all in. I held it back. It was like a hold back.
Wow.
And then it was fine. I thought about it after I got older.
Right.
That, like, what the fuck was I doing? Because that could have been dangerous, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm guessing, that could have been.
But then I was on that prostate medicine, and I was shooting air. Nothing was coming. I didn't know what to do, so I called up the nurse, and I'm like, listen, I'm sure you get dumb questions all the time, but I'm just going to tell you how it is. I'm like, my little guy is shooting air. And that's exactly how I said it, too. Because I don't want to say penis or, you know,
right,
to a woman.
Right.
I'm like, it's shooting air out. I think it broke. What do we do? And she said,
did you still have the same shivers and
everything? Like, it felt great. I was like, hey, this is like safe sex. I'm like, can I have this permanently? I would have kept it.
Wow.
You know? But it was the medication that caused that to happen.
Wow.
Very freaky. You have the sensation, but I'm like, it's going somewhere. You know?
Yeah, yeah, it's going like some other tube or something.
Yeah. But then when you shoot it all out, you feel a lot better.
Of course you do.
You know?
Really? Did you think you were breaking new ground by saying that?
I it was like, you know, a new feeling. Euphoric.
All right. Do you have anything else?
I have one more story.
Go ahead. Let's do one more.
Today was in the news today. This man was hunting, and he got a little bit lost for only 19 days.
And masturbated in a warehouse.
And he masturbated in a warehouse.
In an abandoned warehouse?
Yeah. And nothing came out.
Yeah, he was
masturbating. I don't understand. What happened?
He was hunting. He got stuck. And he was 17 years old. I'm sorry, 72 years old, and was hunting for deer. And he just got all fucking... He said he was knocked out cold and got all lost and was walking around and shit. He started eating algae, snakes, squirrels, frogs.
Get out of here.
Yeah, for 19 days. And then as
where was he?
He was, where is exactly was he? I don't know exactly. I don't want to give
probably
you
like Poughkeepsie. He's got Alzheimer's.
He was in New York
fucking
City.
Put out a silver alert and get his fucking track his...
Oh, California, his... Yeah. He was 5 feet from the highway.
He was in Times Square.
Yeah. He actually had to like bury himself in leaves and shit because it got really hot. I mean, cold, and it started to snow a little bit on him. I don't know where it snowed, but...
It'd be great if he was like, like 6 minutes from like a major highway.
Yeah, you know what? That's what happened.
Old fucking crotchety fuck had no idea.
That's what happened to those Marines, 29 Palms, Kenny. They got lost with their unit. They left them there, and they walked, and they were like 2 miles. They walked in circles for hours and days.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wind up, the one guy, it was like 1 mile away from the highway.
Yeah, it was like 16 of them, right?
Yeah.
Something,
yeah, it was pretty...
That sucks.
I don't want to go hunting now and live in the loft of land.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not fudding anything. It's like, you know what?
I would be bored. I don't want to shoot a deer. I mean, I would eat it, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not like... I just don't want to shoot it because it's boring. I want to shoot like a tiger or something that comes after you.
Right.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah. You know? You want to fist fight it and then jam a...
But I also
want
to make sure I hit it.
I want to... If I was going to, you know, like either shoot something or hunt something, same thing. I want it to be where if I get it, I'm like fucking king of the jungle. Yeah,
that's like running with the bulls, right? I want to feel like a man.
Yeah, I don't want to see like a rabbit like... Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Really? I'm shooting a rabbit?
I'm not impressed. Unless you're eating it.
I want to find a tiger and like not shoot him, just like punch him in the face and like, you're my pet now. You're my pet. You're coming home with me and you're my pet. And he's like, okay, all right. So I'm like, that's my pet tiger. Shut up. Shut up. Don't make noise.
I shoot the spitballs at the one at the Turtleback Zoo. The snow leopard walks back and forth.
Turtleback is still open?
Turtleback's open. Yeah, I go there every week. I go on the train ride.
Do you?
Yeah. Actually, every weekend I'll go there. Not every weekend, but I'll go there.
But why don't you clarify? You're going there with one of your kids or your kids?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I bring my kids.
Yeah,
well, Turtleback, Terry Lou Zoo is gone, right?
What is Terry Lou? I remember the name.
Terry Lou Zoo was never just heard like...
That. Yeah, where is that? I know what he's talking about. He's
Terry Lou Zoo. Yeah,
Turtleback. Terry Lou Zoo, yeah.
Terry Lou Zoo was like not far away, kind of in the same area in Jersey. And it was just like they had like a goose with one wing. It was like the horse, it just walked around in circles. You know, there was like it was like just like a camel skeleton.
Yeah, where was that now?
It was really awful. And they finally shut it down. They probably, you know, I used to go there in late 70s.
What town
early
is it
80s.
In, though, Kenny? I don't.
Terry Lou Zoo was probably
on 22. That's that little horse place. Where the...
Something. Yeah, it was somewhere around there. Somewhere around there. But Turtleback Zoo was
Turtleback's legit, man.
Yeah.
That guy said it's pretty good.
In the last bunch of years, they've really dolled it up real nice.
They did.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very nice.
I like the train ride. I go on the train.
I never did the train ride.
I work with a guy who actually sits on the railroad tracks in town and watches the train. He knows what trains are going to come by and takes photos of them.
Oh, he's one of those dudes?
Yeah, I asked him. He goes, yeah, well, this is I don't even know the name of it. I'll say Lionel, but I think that's a fake name, isn't it? The
those are small ones, but this is like the
I don't know. He'll tell you like this is the
And all the big thing is the it's the actual engine that pulls
whatever that is. He gets I'm like, do you get hard or erected when these things come by? And he gets very excited.
Jojo, if you YouTube, hold on, I'm gonna do it. There's a guy who freaks out.
Yeah, I saw that. So that's fantastic. Yeah. He's like, the motherfucking 716, like screaming. He gets all excited.
Yeah.
That's great. And the Army Navy guy gets sprayed by mace and starts screaming like a little girl.
Oh, really? In
his training. And they're trying to talk him on like he's a hero. It's priceless. Yeah, it's not like I'm a big military guy, but those are my two favorite.
Go on YouTube.
It's
And put excited guy sees train.
He goes nuts. He yells the name of it too.
Excited train guy.
Yeah, he takes it extreme.
How long is it?
We only have to play a couple of seconds because he probably.
All you gotta do is play is when the train goes by and he screams like a little girl. It's great.
Auto tune. Looks like everybody's doing fucking parodies.
No, it's one guy. He sits in a chair, I think. Right, Kenny?
Yeah, it should be 220. There's one 229.
He just yells the name of
229, Excited Train Guy, New York. Wow, this is over a year old. Wow.
But it's worth
it. All right. It's 229. Okay, so we're...
Okay. Ah, I've been waiting for this moment for months, and it's finally here.
It would be great if you just blindfolded.
I'm finally going to get a Heritage unit on camera. Yeah! All right. Look at that. A 1953 E8. Woohoo! Oh, yeah. Listen to that bell. Yeah, listen to that bell. Oh, take a look at that. Oh, my God! Woo! Listen to that horn! Oh, my God! Oh, she's beautiful. She is beautiful. Yeah! All right. Oh my! Oh! 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 Oh no! It's a BL-2 too. Oh! The SNC-52. Oh my God!
Like you would hope this guy was joking.
We're gonna watch this. Oh, this is special. This is special.
Oh. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, that horn gives me the chills.
You're special.
Oh, and the chills have absolutely nothing to do with how cold it is here. But that doesn't stop a foamer. Oh, especially when it comes to Heritage equipment.
Foamer, he's talking about his cock.
Oh, this is fantastic.
The fuck's a foamer?
This is what his dick's doing right now.
I don't know. Do me a favor. Try to find the one Excited Train Guy puts Double Rainbow to shame. It's a 220. If you just put in YouTube, Excited Guy Sees Train, it's the first one that comes up.
I thought that was the one.
This is it, Dum Dum?
No, transcript explains sexual subtext by Rail Fan. Oh, no, forget that. Oh, sorry.
Fuck you. What do I put?
No. It's a different one, I think.
So what does it say?
I thought that's the guy. That's the one.
Was it the first one that popped up, 220?
Yeah,
that's the one.
229.
It was a friend of mine just wrote, my God, he's having a screaming orgasm.
He's fucking coming in his pants.
Yes.
He's actually singing with this.
Yeah. He's too excited.
Yeah, once that horn blowed,
you would think it's a joke, like you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you thought it was. And now I'm afraid because my nephew loves trains. I don't want my nephew to be 21 years old.
They grow out of it.
Hey, look at the blue. I mean, like I think he wants to put his dick on like the third rail.
You think he would?
What?
Do something sexual about that train?
I don't know.
He might masturbate when he gets home.
Listen, there's a guy that was in love. He was in love with his car. Like he was in love, that taboo love show where the guy was in love with his car, and his car was a guy.
I would have scratched his car, keyed it up.
Oh, I would have put bananas in the tailpipe.
It was a red Mercury Cougar. It wasn't even anything like
that. Yeah, it was like a cougar. It's like fine, being in love with a five. It's like, really, dude?
He would lay underneath it and like kiss like the bumper.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he drive it at all or no?
My crazy obsession, I think it was.
It's like an obsession. Let's listen. See if this guy gets any more into it.
And gray. Oh, couple to the Iowa Pacific for 518. Woohoo!
That guy, had, that fantastic. Conductor has no idea what he just did.
Hold on. Go back and replay that. That's a good fucking right. sound bit.
Number 518. Woo-hoo! Listen to that horn.
Right after the horn. Yeah. Just isolate that.
He couldn't be any happier.
Iowa Pacific. Number 518. Woo-hoo!
I feel like tying him to the tracks and see if he would actually enjoy.
Woo! Listen to that horn. Oh,
is there anybody with him or he's solo?
He's just by himself.
Well, he's not going to have too many people with
number
him.
Number 518. Woo-hoo! Woo! Listen to that horn. Oh, that's fantastic.
He got to isolate that.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. All right.
Oh, my God. Oh. Calm down now. It's okay.
Yeah, I wonder who T.C. Durant is. Oh, well. Ah, this is just awesome. I've been waiting for this for months. Look at that. Illinois Central livery.
How about you right kept him? How about I pulled Creek. Him over? You think he would take off?
Okay, and by the way, even if you don't even see what's going on, it's two.
I've seen it.
It moved 75 yards. If
yes,
that.
Yes.
It went 50 yards, and now it's moving back. This thing did nothing.
It did nothing for him to get it all excited.
For him to go...
That is.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like a guy at a Go-Go-Rama where just one chick after another keep walking in from the back room onto the stage. Because it's like, oh, look at her. And he's like, yeah, you know what? Man, she's okay. Oh, my God. Look at. There's just one after another.
There's another one.
Holy shit. Look at this. K236D.
And then she grabs her tits and goes, wonk, wonk. And he goes, oh.
Yes. She grabs her tit and goes, honk, honk. And he goes, fucking kablooey.
We went to the Baltimore during the firemen's convention. We just happened to be down there. We planned it.
Right.
We went to the Yankee game, and it was during that firemen's convention. A fire truck drove by, just going to wherever, and about 150 men had their thumbs up and were whistling as it went by. I go, these guys are probably going to get something to eat. It's not like they're saving the world.
Right, exactly. But
these guys had pagers, like they had beepers and all kinds of, like, radios. Firemen, I don't care if there's any firemen listening. I you can say how wonderful you guys are, whatever. I agree on that part. But do not tell me that you're all crazy and obsessed with the jack that you're firemen. They all wear fireman shirts. They take it to the extreme. I think they all like fires. That's my whole thing on that.
But, well, there has to be a kind of
why does Brent? Why does Brent in a chat room put whistle tips go woo woo?
Let's see. And there's only a couple seconds left. Let's hear if there's a big finale with this.
Awesome. Oh yeah!
This
can't start, believe
start
I got
where you
this.
Just started from again. Do it again. Do it again.
That is awesome. Oh yeah! Can't believe I got this.
Look at that! She squirted milk out of her tit.
Oh yeah!
Look at the stretch marks on that pig.
The guy at work is just like that too, which makes it priceless. He took awful work. He took comp time. He took, and he tells everybody. He goes, "Oh, I have to leave. The Union Pacific is coming in at 3:15." And I honestly thought, you know, I'm busting balls all the time, so everybody fools around with me. So I was like, "I'm like, he's joking, right?" And they're like, "No." And sure enough, I had to go down there to see it myself. He was sitting on the platform by himself watching this train go by. He didn't go crazy like this guy did, but he was very happy that he was there. He took 2 hours off.
What's the obsession? Like my nephew, he's 3 right now. He fucking loves trains. What is it? What's up with the locomotive? Like, why?
It's
got like
metal and it's manly, I guess.
Yeah, because maybe
his father doesn't like him and he just feels that he's strong, masculine dominance.
Maybe it's like some sort of like primal sexual thing. You know, yeah.
I mean, I like G.I. Joes.
Like, before they even know what sex is, but they just know that something that resembles a penis going into like a tunnel.
I never really thought of any of that at all, except for the fact that I just thought maybe it's cool.
Okay, I'm just overthinking.
You're 3 years old. I mean,
no, you know, but there is something to be said for that. Whether it's, you know, some guys get obsessed with like skydiving, Or some guys get obsessed with painting or something. It's just they just love trains. You know, I loved trains when I was a kid. I, you know, the whole thing and, you know, all the stuff, and I just loved them. And my mother had a Lionel train set back when she was, you know, as a kid, you're just like, ooh, mechanical. You know, remember when we had, you know, the cars with the tracks?
Yeah.
You know, the kids don't even have that anymore.
Yeah, they don't have those anymore, huh?
No, they don't have any. You know, you put the
slot little, cars, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I had to take the pencil eraser to redo the contacts on the bottom. You just had to erase the
that's how you
the
did
residue.
It? I don't know. The pins used to break in the middle.
Yeah, but you had the racing cars and the things, and you can build an entire superstructure.
If you put two tracks together.
The tracks together, you could have a huge track. But, you know, trains were just something that was just, like, really cool because the first introduction is around the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, wow, that's cool.
The train tracks you're talking about. You don't put a car track in front of it, do you?
No, just the train thing. And then
I used to put them between my feet. That was my masturbation, a form of my masturbation.
Yeah! Look at that. Look at that 32-year-old black. Oh! Yeah! Three big stacked penises in the back. Ooh! Dancing in unison. Woohoo! Bad blue suits. Woohoo!
Oh! I just saw this train. I'm going to have to go party with myself.
Look at all them pips. Woohoo! And then they're woo-wooing in the back.
The woo-woo is very neat.
Yeah.
When they blew the horn, it was like wonk wonk, and he's
do
like,
you feel,
"Oh!"
Do you feel comfortable that guy taking your nephew to go see the train?
I wouldn't be that comfortable in the same fucking room with that guy.
Yeah. Hey, you want me to take your kids to the train?
Woo!
He has an obsession with that big of an obsession. Obsession with trains. Who knows about, you know, like baby penises?
A friend of mine just sent me a note. Says the trains are representative of the penis. Or the cum shooting out of the penis.
Oh, he took it to another level.
Yeah.
Not weird friends.
Yeah. Tell it's actually a she. She's,
I was going to say, tell your wife to stop texting.
Honey, stop texting me. I thought she's in Texas right now.
Ooh. Dude, these guys are so bad. Just three black dudes who are not dancing very well at all. It's bad. They're terrible, but I'm sure this guy would like them. Oh, you think this guy loves the band Train?
That's a band?
No, he likes being in a train.
Yeah, he's a caboose.
Four dudes in front of him and four dudes in back.
Remember that one song? Come on, ride the train.
Oh, yeah, Come on, ride the train. Yeah, that shitty-ass club song.
I like that song.
Yeah.
I sing that when the Union Pacific 31 comes down.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. This is just terrible.
You know what? I go on the train during the holidays with in my town. Not my town. You know, the one on Route 10 there, Whippany. I'm going to act like that the next time I go on the train. Can you mix that guy's voice with this song? Can we put it together? Like, this would be his background, and that would be him. That would be a nice way to put it together.
I would rather do Jimi Hendrix, train gonna come. Train coming. Go to YouTube.
No, I'm doing what I want. Fuck both of you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, have that guy go, you know, something like that.
All right. Look at that, a 1953
E8. Woohoo! See, this is a great DJ mix.
Yeah, listen to that bell. Oh, take a look at that. Oh my God! Woo! Listen to that horn! Oh my God! Oh, she's beautiful! She is beautiful, yeah!
He might bang them. He actually might bang the train.
2! Oh, the SNC 52! Oh, my God! Oh, we're going to watch this.
No, no, you're going to watch
this. Yeah, you're going to watch this, dude.
This is special. Oh, it gives me the chills. And the chills have absolutely nothing.
You gave America the chills, fuckface.
I would love to detain that guy right before he made the trip.
Oh, especially when it comes to Harrington's equipment.
Oh, Harrington
is fantastic. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Really great. Oh, coupled with it. Oh, Iowa Pacific. 518. Fantastic! Oh my gosh, look at that. Alright. Holy
shit.
I wonder who
TC Moran
is. Oh well.
And the best is by himself, awesome. So excited.
I've been waiting for this for months. Look at that. Illinois Central livery. Right here in North Creek. Ah! That is awesome! Ah. Oh, yeah. I can't believe I got this. Oh, yeah.
Brent in the chat room is doing disgusting things.
Yeah, we're just... not retarded. We're mentally challenged. Listen to yourself. You sound like a fucking retard.
Wow.
They just had, in Russia, there was a one guy, I believe he died, and his girlfriend lost her legs because they were walking home from a bar in Russia, like Siberia, Russia, and they decided to have sex on the train tracks, and they didn't hear the train coming, and thump, thump, gone. Oh, that's fucking Russia.
Someone just wrote, coming, ride the train song, come, and then, no.
That was a song, Come and Ride the Train.
Come, C-U-M.
Yeah, Boy 69, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And then we could sit there and play, like, in the chat, they were like, you could play Crazy Train. We could play any train song to this, and it's fucking hilarious.
You know, I'll just actually put, lately I've been putting YouTube on and just, like, Googling, like, writing the dumbest things I can come up with, and just watching these videos.
I need to spend more time on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
You know, to like really get
into weird
shit.
I don't do it
like
at work, obviously. I only do it when I'm off people.
Yeah, okay, sure. You don't have a tablet for no reason.
No.
Wow. Just God,
that's
amazing.
One of my favorites. There's like five of them. And the other one I told you is the guy that gets maced. The Nick Coast Guard guy gets maced for his training and just completely acts so accordingly.
And what is it?
And they actually pass him. Like
is he a Marine?
No, Coast Guard. Coast Guard macing. It's so bad. I don't know if you guys have ever been maced. Not that I'm an expert.
Yes. It's
military mixed martial art. Marines belt up with mace. Coast Guard lands on ferry from helicopter to...
No. Coast Guard getting mace training or something.
Coast Guard lands on ferry from helicopter.
No. Right? Pepper spray.
Oh, pepper spray, maybe.
Yeah.
Put Joe Conte's prom...
OC pepper spray.
Yes, OC is pepper spray.
There's two of them. Pepper spray.
Let me have to look at the picture.
OC, and then it's USCG, Coast Guard.
Yeah, that's it.
221.
Yeah.
The first one right here?
Hold on. Yeah.
Or this one? The top one?
I believe it's that one.
Let's see.
No, that's not it.
That's not it? That's not Maybe it's the second one?
Just put, hold on. OC freaking out or something. Oh, OC meltdown maybe.
OC spray, total meltdown.
No, that's not
it either. A girl. Okay.
Oh, go back. Maybe it's Navy. Go back one. What you just did.
Let me go here.
No.
Police training, pepper spray, self defense. Bear attack.
Tranny?
Like freak out. Guy freaks out on pepper sprayer. Hold on. I'll have a look. I'll see if I can find it.
All right. Well, let's see if you can find it, and maybe we'll do like a quick break, and then we'll come back.
We never really.
We haven't gotten into anything.
No, no, but we did. We did have a complete and utter fucking disaster for a little bit, and I think we picked up pretty well. What do you think?
Sure, absolutely.
Right, I think we did okay considering we were, you know, trying to get shit fixed and, you know, trying to get things back. So
that's fine. Let's take a break and finish this thing off.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, I got it.
Kenny Show, morelikeradio.com.
You got it? Navy Guy Cries When OC'd?
I don't know. I have a full-blown cranium singing, She's Only Happy When She's Miserable.
Oh, I got it.
That's the one I found.
Here it is.
All right. Maybe we'll do it on the way back.
It's Navy Guy Cries When OC'd.
Okay. We'll do that when we get back. Okay. All right? Conti and Kenny Show.
Hold on. You know what? Let's do it now real quick. And okay. Then go to break.
Oh, okay. We'll what is it? Navy Guy what?
Navy Guy Cries When OC'd.
Navy Guy Cries When OECD.
OECD, yeah.
Okay.
So bad.
You're right next to each other and you can't get on the same page.
Okay, so looks like there's a guy and he's getting set up. It looks like they're all just waiting.
They're doing training for like arresting people. And you're supposed to be sprayed to see what it's like.
Okay, so there's a couple of guys waiting. Looks like there was a guy on the ground for a little bit, and he's up. This is the guy. All right, he's getting about to get pepper spray from the back to the front. So now he runs. Oh, and now he's supposed to arrest somebody with mace in his hand.
You have to calm down.
He's hyperventilating. He's freaking out.
Right pocket. He just cries during the time.
He's like leaned over like he just ran a marathon.
This goes still well.
It's an uncomfortable feeling at best.
Get it together, bro. You got it. You got it. You got it, man. You can do this.
Uh-oh.
You can do this.
Here it is.
Deep breath. In through the mouth. Out through the nose.
Here it is.
Hey, it's going to hurt the same.
Okay, where is he?
There you go.
All right. That's right. That's right.
They're trying to fake motivate him again.
Easy now. Easy. There you go. Good job.
Come on. Hey, I'm away from my voice.
There you go.
Palm up. Feet together up to the butt. Put your...
Good job.
What is set up in the butt?
Read, bro.
Your feet up to your butt. He can't.
He's falling apart.
And they're trying to like re-motivate him.
You're all right. Take care of him, battle buddy.
He's battle buddy.
He's supposed to
got like a stick and he's like hitting.
Settle down, slow down. There you go. You're all right.
I just love how they cheer him on.
Good.
The Marine Corps, they would have stopped him an hour ago and remaced him.
What's this, the Navy?
Yeah. Where's he going?
Battle Buddy.
In the chat room, what is Brent? Just put the, remember the old 70s thing with the Indian turning his head crying about literally?
Yeah, the Italian guy.
Right.
What is Brent just posing in the chat room? That's just like,
that guy's actually Italian.
You're doing good.
We Googled that one, buddy.
You're doing good. Next station, let's go.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah. You're good.
All right, let's take a break.
And we'll finish up.
He's just crying the whole time.
He's crying though.
It's hilarious.
It's so sad.
Can't hear him cry as much. Wait a minute.
Strobe him.
You're okay.
You're okay. He's just crying the whole time. That's hilarious. Hey, buddy, you're okay. All right, we'll take a break. We'll play the rest of this
battle, buddy,
and then we'll get into some other stuff. We'll be right back. It's the Conti Kenny Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Down, down, down. There you go. Yes, you can. Open them up, buddy. Open them up. You're okay.
Next station.
Next station. You're okay.
Calm down.
Breathe. 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 Taking verbal commands.
Look away from my voice. Arm out, pull them up, feet together up to the butt.
You good?
Hey, where you at? Where you at?
Stuwell, get control of your baton, Stuwell. Put it behind your leg. There you go.
Good job, good job.
Middle of your back arm.
Good job. Okay, you're good to go. It's okay. Coming up. You're okay.
Stuwell.
Whoa.
Stuwell, listen to me.
Just another sign on the wall. If you've got the look, you can do the thing of in and out what anyone is gone. She is happy only when she's feeling miserable. I've got you inset right between my teeth. I can't take it nowhere. Birdcage breath around your room, and now pronounce you up that moon. The very ceremonial. She is happy only when she's feeling miserable. Everybody kisses somebody's ass sometimes. Everybody needs a little piece of ass.
Since 2005, the Conti and Kenny Show has had their share of freakish guests, great comedians, weird-ass callers, and candid moments of honesty. Joe Conte and Kenny Michaels are stand-up comedians whose chemistry is painfully pleasant. Kenny's impressions, bizarre childhood stories, and sickening optimism blend so well with Conte's self-loathing, bad characters, and pessimistic views on nearly everything, especially himself. Makes for a good listen. The Conte and Kenny Show airs every Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m., and has been coined lowbrow and cultish, with a little arrogance and alcoholism together makes it for a mildly entertaining show. Enjoy yourself and tell a friend about it every Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to MoreLikeRadio.com or TheContiAndKennyShow.com.
Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty, Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
You know Mary Magdalene was a whore.
Right.
Well, we had to do the whole, for Easter time, we did a play on, you know, the stages of the cross and all that shit. I was Mary Magdalene.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Paul, you must have had your hand up for a month waiting to play that part.
Does that just friggin' make the most sense in the world for me now?
Tune into Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
You're not listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. What the fuck are you listening to?
All right. We're back. I'm going to say this right now. I'm looking forward to this show ending. I'm looking forward to getting home and going to sleep.
And when, you know, we just, whatever, it was just a little bit of a, kind of threw a, we've never been able to get on the train again, if I may. We just haven't been able to, whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, oh, God.
Oh, oh, God.
National Pacific, oh. No.
I think.
Ow, man.
Oh, my God, I've never seen anything like it.
Look at the train. Look at the train. Oh, oh, damn. Oh, 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 oh. It's falling.
I wonder if he gets like that on modeled railroad, too.
You think he, like... Like he goes nuts naked. When he sees like Lionel trains. And
you
shit?
Think he's nude in his house and trains are like going in circles and he's getting a hard on.
Getting a total raging erection.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'd watch him.
I don't know. I'd be intrigued.
I want to see what's going on.
I don't know
on.
If I'd watch him, but I would like to listen to him and hear him.
I
just
would tape him. I would
going completely
I would,
nuts.
I would exploit his craziness.
I want to put him on the Acela from JFK from JFK to DC, and it does, you know, 200 miles an hour. He'll just shit his pants.
What about one of those Japanese trains that go like 400 miles an hour?
You got to take him all over the country, I guess. He's the kind of guy.
But maybe he doesn't get into it as much in it. You know, maybe he's got to see it. You know,
like he knows when they're coming by, and he gets all excited, the anticipation, like Christmas. That was Christmas. He waited 2 months for that.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't missing that.
No. Have you guys ever been on, like, a cross-country trip on a train?
No.
I when I was a kid, we left from Jersey to Chicago through Indiana, some weird thing through Indiana and a whole kind of thing. And the big thing was when we're in Indiana, it's the first time that an Amtrak train, you can be in the front of the train and see the back because it was, like, a big turn. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's fucking awful. It's absolutely awful. It's nothing like you see in the movies. You're literally, basically, go lay in your pantry. You know where your pots and pans are, you put your cereal? Go take a nap in that.
Okay.
That's your cabinets, your kitchen cabinets. That's where you sleep on a train. And it literally, it's gotten worse. You know, this was the early 80s, but my father had taken a trip down, and they parked the car on the train and then go down to Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's literally like, it's basically, if you don't have money to buy a plane ticket, you're going on the train. Not going on the train because you sit in seats, but if you buy your cab... You know, like a cab where it's like a pull out bed or two, you know?
Right.
They have a little sink and a little doo doo room.
A doo doo room?
Yeah, it's a doo doo box.
Man. I disagree with you, yeah. Danny. Those it's trains a are box. A lot expensive now. No,
the trains are just about as expensive as the whatchamacallit, as the planes. But if you get like the economy train ticket, it's almost like a Greyhound bus now.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, why would, except for the Acela and like the business trains or the high speed ones, it's the ones that are just like chugga 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 to like Florida. You're like, this is bullshit. It really is bad.
And it's like a really long ass trip, right? I mean, they stop and you don't just keep going.
The
and
one
just,
train's
you know.
A non-stopper, or it's like it goes from New Jersey to DC. I don't know which one it is, though.
The Acela. Those are the business trains. Boom, you're there. You're there in an hour and a half.
Yeah, they don't fool around.
No. You're high speed. You know, you're doing a whole shoom, just gone. There's only a certain few stops, and it's a business train. You know,
dude.
But the other, get on the train. We're gonna go to Iowa, and it's like,
hey, dude, I just found this. That guy that gets really into the train that we were just playing, that dude that was freaked out, there's a video of him
actually masturbating.
Throwing himself in front of a train?
No, hopefully? He's actually coming. He's actually masturbating, and it's at the point that he comes. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I would have thought it would have been a lot louder, the kid screaming train with all the fucking music from Stand By Me when the kid yells train. Wow, did that just fucking lay a fucking dirty fucking egg.
Could have researched that one.
Oh, I thought it would be more, I thought you would hear a more scream train. Instead, there's all that fucking.
Who yells at the fat kid?
No, the other kid.
Who's on the train?
When I was a kid in high school, me and this guy Jesse Dynack and a few other people, the guy Jesse, actually, he lost half his hand trying to make a pipe bomb.
Terrorist.
Sorry.
But what happened is right behind my house, maybe about, I would say a quarter mile behind my house, was a huge freight line. You know, like four tracks, huge freight line of everything going by. And every so often, Budweiser would have their, whatchamacallit, their train go by. And the train would stop at different places, like intersections of roadways. They would have to stop. And we were probably juniors in high school. So Jesse and a couple other dudes, they go and they grab their father's pickup truck and they raid the Budweiser the Budweiser fucking train car. So now we have plans to go down to Wildwood, because that's Wildwood, New Jersey, was, you know, the down the shore town. That's if you had your junior prom and your senior prom, everyone would go down to the beach, yeah, to the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. That's where you'd all go. And for some reason, the guy shows up. He doesn't even have a license, but he's got his dad's pickup truck, and the bed of the pickup truck is filled with Budweiser nips. You know the nips, the 8-ounce little bottles?
Yeah. That's for the Asian people.
Yeah. Probably about 16 cases of them. So I was one of the only cool households where my mother was like, you know, didn't really, she was just like, I'm sick of you already. Just do whatever you want. So we unload it and we put it on my front porch.
Oh, no.
And there was like 18 cases of beer that they had just stolen. And now at that time, they had to watch out because they got chased because the guys would have salt pellet rifles. I guess the whoever, you know, does the train rails, they would have a pickup truck that didn't have wheels, but it had wheels that would go on the train tracks. You know what I mean? It didn't have like rubber wheels. It had like train track things. So they would follow the trains, and then the kid, you know, these guys would go and break into the Budweiser train thing, and then they would shoot at him with salt pellets.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Because there's all kinds of commerce, whether it's, you know, clothes or food or beer or, you know, sneakers. You know, once the train stopped, it was like, you know, open season. You just, you know, cut the lock with a bolt cutter, open it up and just shovel beer into your dad's pickup truck when you're 16, and then deliver it to my house because we're all going to Wildwood.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it was great. It was like the Wild Wild West. It's like a train robbery. But at that point, my mom was like, you know what? You do acid, all that shit. I don't care. Just get out of my face. So it was just stacks of fucking beer.
Oh, hey, did you hear about this story? I don't know if Mike heard this story. I don't know the details of it, but I do remember it was like from last week, but I didn't get to tell it. Some guy had like a sign on his lawn, right? Almost like when you have like those political signs, like vote for this person or vote for that person. Yeah. And it said, God bless America. And whatever. The guy wanted to put a sign and said, God bless America, on his own property. The town came in and told him he could only have it on certain weekends. And I think it was like Labor Day. And after Labor Day, he had to take it off. And he didn't want to take it off. And he felt like it was infringing on his rights. You know,
I don't understand.
Of a God Bless America song?
God Bless America. And dude, you know me. I would be the first one to be like, take the fucking thing down if I thought it was,
yeah,
you know, separation, you know, like infringing on like our rights or, you know, separation of church and state. But dude, it's not, hey, worship God or, you know, go to this church or, you know, if you don't believe, it's just God Bless America. It doesn't mean any, it's a phrase. I think people don't take God Bless America literally anymore. It's more of a, hey, God bless America. You know what I mean? It's almost like when you say, how you doing? You don't mean, how are you doing? You just go, hey, what's up? It's your way of saying what's up. So, like, why would that be a big deal to have a sign on your lawn that said God Bless America? I don't, you know, and especially, you know, for me to be like that, you would think, well, who would have a problem with that? Who cares? That's what I'm saying. It's on the guy's property. It's yeah. not. It's not on the. On the.
It's not gaudy or.
Yeah, or it's not on the. You know, on the municipal building or. And not that even that matters, but like where you know, like they're trying to take the commandments off of the. You know, like buildings and stuff like that. And I get all that because that's a faith thing, and you're trying to put that in with law. So I understand that issue, but it's a guy's friggin'. It's his own property. He doesn't have big lights, and he's not making his house look like a church or putting a big. Not that it would matter anyway, but it's a sign. It's a phrase. It's something that people who don't even believe in God say. It's like saying
it doesn't say "Give my regards to the Kaiser."
Yeah, it's like when somebody sneezes.
Death to the juice.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when somebody sneezes and you say "God bless you." It's not like you're meaning anything except, hey, something that we learned as a kid.
My grandfather, till this day, on the side of my house, because I took over his house, there's an old school, 1950s, 40s, you know, he made his own, flag post on the side of the house. And I still have the American flag. It was an American flag stapled and drilled into a broomstick. But he hung that fucking flag every single day outside his house. Every single day. And it would stay there. The only time he would remove it is if it was like a hurricane or something.
Okay.
And he would take it down. And I still have the flag. It's torn and tattered and sun bleached and everything. But he would always fly it outside of his house. He's a World War II veteran. That's the same thing of putting something on your front lawn saying, God bless America.
Yeah, I mean.
Whoever has a problem with that should be shot in the fucking face.
Yeah, it's
or raped by a Taliban.
I don't understand the issue, especially when it's in their yard and it's not saying anything specific with a religion or saying that you should do this, you should do that. It's just a phrase. It's like saying happy birthday.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm also like jingle bells too. Like I don't have a problem with that.
No.
Christmas.
The whole Christmas thing.
It doesn't matter.
You don't say Christmas anymore.
No, that's bullshit. That's 100% bullshit.
I have to say I'm against. I think that's ridiculous. You should be able to say.
We can. Yeah. I hate this conversation. Every Christmas, it comes up in the news, or I see people say, we lost our Christmas. Keep Christ in Christmas. You can say Merry Christmas wherever you want. There is no place in this country where you are going to get arrested for saying Merry Christmas. You're not going to get fired for saying Merry Christmas. If you're in a company where they're trying to be fucking politically correct, then fucking leave. Or you just say to whoever you want, Merry Christmas. And you know what? If you get fired for that, there's no possible way that you are going to not get it in, go to court and win. It's all nonsense.
I agree.
It's because big corporations are trying to make everybody happy by having holiday sales. You know what? If you're a fucking Christian and you don't get Christmas sales on your TV and you're complaining, go fuck yourself. But you can still say Merry Christmas. You could say Merry Christmas to me. I'm down with Merry Christmas if you want. I don't care. And nobody has been stifled of their right to say anything. Now, this is different because this guy is actually being told,
you can't have this on your lawn.
Yeah.
It's not Merry Christmas, but it's part of Americana.
No, you're right.
It's like saying, hey, I can't have, what do they call it, apple, fucking baseball, apple pie. You know, it's a phrase.
No,
it's,
I mean, I got fired. I worked at Foxwoods for one summer. Okay. And I said, happy Thanksgiving. And they fired me.
You're such an idiot.
In this day and age, I got fired. All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're such an idiot.
And now I'm the bad guy.
You're such an asshole.
You should put a sign on your lawn that says, God bless America. And then put seventh inning stretch. We're going to sing every night.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think God Bless America, if translated literally, is silly. But when it's not taken literally and it's a figurative speech, I get it. I don't care. I don't care either way. But, when people say God Bless America, it's like, well, so just within the borders? So how does God do it? Does he just bless certain borders and then does it go into international waters? I mean, you know, now I'm being a scumbag when I'm saying this, but I'm trying to make my point. Who cares? The guy wants to put God Bless America on his fucking lawn, a sign. It's not evasive. It's not invading anybody's privacy. If you're bothered by that, you know who you are? You're some fucking atheist who has to be an atheist to be an atheist. You know what I mean? It's like somebody who's a vegan that has to tell you they're a vegan, even if you're not eating. It's like, don't tell me you're a fucking vegan if we're not even eating. I don't give a fuck about your
veganism.
And they
do. They need to tell you.
Well, that's because it's their religion. They treat it like in a religion, so they have to let you know. By the way, I'm a vegan. Like, really?
Yeah.
We're just sitting at a football game, stupid. I don't care. Have your tofu hot dog. I don't care.
I'm going to put God do not bless Afghanistan on my front lawn.
I saw somebody with a bumper sticker, and it said, God bless America and everybody else. And I thought that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
That was all right.
I like the coexist with all the different symbols. The bumper sticker. It says coexist and coexist with like the Jewish star.
I've always seen them. It's kind of like in their way of saying peace, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Swastikas for the S.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Just to rub it in their faces. Yeah. What'd you say, Kenny?
I saw one that says, Jesus saves, Rangers rebound and score.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, they're funny. Yeah, I like them. Playing like hockey shit. It's funny.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with atheists. I don't care. But I do have a problem if you're an atheist just to be an atheist. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, a person who's an atheist would maybe somebody who's a real over-the-top atheist would have a problem with that because that's their way of letting people know, I'm an atheist, by going, I have an issue with that. It's like, really? Just, you know, just like a Christian, fucking believe in what you believe and leave me the fuck out of it. Same with an atheist, you know? If we're talking about something, or something comes up and you want to bring it up in a conversation, I'm totally down with it. But you know what? It's like somebody who is, like I said, you know, they're bringing up stuff because they want to let people know about it. It's not being organically brought to a conversation. And it just, it's like what comics do on fucking Facebook. You know, they always have to be like, hey, I just want to thank, all the comics from last night. It was a great show. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're not fucking. You know what? You should have told the comics that night when you were there last night that they did a great job. Don't wait till Facebook and you have to let all your friends know that you worked last night. That's all it is. It's bullshit. So if you honestly have a problem with God Bless America on somebody's lawn, you're an asshole because you are making that your problem. Because that's your issue. And you want to let everybody know that that's your problem.
I have a problem with vote for Governor Christie on your phone.
Man. So, Kenny, you don't remember your dream about about our buddy, the Australian dude?
No, I don't remember the dream. There's been a bunch of stuff, but for the last, couple of days since we spoke, we have the,
yeah, the problem when you have a dream, yeah, and then the longer you wait, the longer it is. Well, dude, this might actually
for some reason When I wake up in the morning, literally, I swear to God, I wake up in the morning, and now I'm, for the last 2 days, I'm going, this is manifest. This is democracy manifest.
Well, this does this.
What is the charge? Eating a meal, a succulent Chinese meal.
Is that anything?
I forget what the fucking dream was. But all I know is I keep saying over and over again, this is democracy manifest.
Let's hear this one.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Get your hand off my penis!
I love that guy, man. That guy is the best.
Great.
We're going to get more of those clips.
This is democracy manifest.
This is democracy manifest. You've seen that video, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking fantastic. One of the best videos I've seen in a long time.
I was just saying I was trying to find
almost as good as the bear.
Lust and Love were there, but no L&L tonight. Kitty is taking her husband out for her birthday.
Oh, that's adorable.
For his birthday. Her. His.
Her in her with some other scumbag watching her get in her.
I didn't know what you were doing at first.
Yeah. You didn't realize that?
I was like, hey,
she's taking him out, and on the ride, she's going to...
Him.
And then he's going to... Before they get to the restaurant. Then once they get to the restaurant, they're going to look at each other and go, do you want to go in the bathroom? And then after they eat, right before dessert, they're like, can you just reach your hand under the counter, under the table? And then, all right, once we're done, we'll pay the check. And even before we get to the car, we're going to be in a parking lot and we're going to... Okay, so now we're back in the car. And now this is kind of hot because we're
this is like a bad vaudeville act. Go ahead.
This is a married couple you're talking
this
about.
This is a bad vaudeville
married
act.
Couples
it's like,
are not doing any of that.
It's like I got somebody behind me doing the hands bit. Go ahead, Kenny. Keep going.
When now, when they get home, the babysitter's going to leave and the kids are still going to be awake. And they're going to be like, Mommy and Daddy, are you going to? And they're going to be like, yes, we are. Over and over again. We're going to. And then wake you up for breakfast.
Okay.
Do you want pancakes? Because we're going to be starving because we just spent all night doing.
Actually, now I'm just doing it every time his penis goes in and out of her.
Then brushing our teeth again, taking a shower, using a baby wipe, and then we're going to do. And then wake you up. Right after we. One more time.
And then you hear this.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town.
Hey, Marquise, what's going on?
That's terrible.
What are you gonna do?
And then meanwhile, Marianne just getting the thing from the Price is Right.
She's what?
She's just getting the thing from Price is Right. The brum, 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 or anything sour. Kitty is going out with a birthday with her husband. So Mary.
You mean that?
That's what Marianne's getting. And Marianne might get even something worse. Just like Marianne is going to be sitting there with her husband, and she's going to try, but he's real tired, and it's just going to be...
or...
Yeah. Marianne's going to be all tuned up, and she's going to be hanging out, and she's like, well, come on. Let's just the kids are in the other room. Let's just kind of a quick little thing, and he's going to say...
I got nothing.
So she proceeds to keep trying. Okay, the kids are in the other room. She's like, all right, quick, we don't have much time. Why don't I just, take your pants down and then...
You beast. You savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
And he says, babe, I'm really, really tired. I know you want to be satisfied. Can I do something for you? Maybe I'll just...
Easy peasy, Japanese.
This is really hard. This is like playing Mad Libs. Go ahead.
No, it's great, isn't it?
This is Mad Libs. Go ahead. Let me see if I can finish this up.
Let's finish the show. So finally, Marianne says, all right, we're not doing the show tonight. We have some extra time. The kids are in the other room. They're really not doing, they're going to sleep. Let's just fit something in. And let me just do something crazy. Let me just start you off. And he says, no, I'm just...
Fuck you!
You could have just said he said, and then that would have been a lot easier for me to find something. You fuck.
I know. This is the game.
Fucking ham sandwich. Come on.
And then she says, "Let me just do this."
Suck my cock.
And there you go.
Okay.
Well done, JoJo. Well done.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
Not terrible.
They're going to love that.
We did that. Okay. We have to let them know that that was all about them.
Yeah. We'll let them know.
We'll let them know that it was just
a little bit of a tongue twat, tongue tie.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The last 5 minutes between Kitty and Marianne. It's a. Little bit of a tongue twat, tongue twat.
Oh, I was going. You could say, he was going to put it in, and he was a little banged up, so it was just
a bit outside.
You know what I mean?
Marianne's husband's discouraged. She wants it. He doesn't really want it, but he has to do it. So he tries to gear himself up just hard enough to stick it in, and then it's...
I'm not sure. We could be... He meant to put it in and it was just... All right. Let's get the hell out of here. We're going to play... the music to get us out of here. I think we did a... Listen, we got a...
We did not do one topic.
Hold on. I can check right now.
We did news.
I got a government shutdown, Conti and Kenny shorts, and stickers. What else did we do here?
Jews news.
The Jews news, and the God Bless America sign. That was the only topics we did, Mike. Jews news, government shutdown, Conti Kenny shorts, stickers, and God Bless America sign on the lawn. That's all the only topics we got to.
Bring a lot to the table.
We really do. This table, it's like a picnic table that some guy tried to bang.
I might have got the splinter.
You might have. Mike got a splinter. All right. I want to thank everybody for hanging in there. If you're listening in podcast, we're going to try to edit out just the parts where we're just sitting around trying to figure out if we were on the air or not. Our Twitter accounts, follow us on Twitter. The show's is at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Of course, the website, ContiandKenny.com. You can subscribe to both of the podcasts, Conti and Kenny Show and also Conti Kenny Shorts. And we got a new one coming out. It should be up tomorrow sometime. Number 8, Conti and Kenny, called Seeking Heat. Go to iTunes, go to ContiKenny.com, or go to MoreLikeRadio.com for all the shows. And some of the podcasts that we are friends with, besides all the shows on More Like Radio, like Lust and Love and Cousin Joe and all those shows. We have some other friends that we would like to share with you guys. One is Metal Breakfast Radio. Great podcast, great friend. The Rich and Tony, Unlearn with Rich and Tony, which is on Tuesday nights on unlearn.tv. The I Don't Know Joe Show with Joe Fernandez. Pod Cheese with my pal Benny Michaels. And also the... It's All About Me podcast, and this Saturday we're going to be doing a benefit for Narc Zeno. It's called Cancer Sucks.
You know what? That's a big one.
It's called Cancer Sucks. It's with Otto and George, Bob Levy, me, Big J. Okerson, Mike Buschetti, and it's going to be at the Bitter End in New York City at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Buschetti's
going to
be on that too?
Who?
Buschetti's going
to
be on that too?
Yeah, they put on Buschetti too.
Oh, nice. He wants to be on the show, so let's get,
I
get
fucking,
him on.
I called this motherfucker, and he hasn't called me back yet. So maybe you should call him. Maybe he likes you.
Carrot head.
All right. And also, don't forget a couple websites. GodHatesBrickstone.com. Dave Cyrus, he's going to be here the Monday after Thanksgiving. JJComedy.com. Go check it out. Bobby Collins is going to be at the Comedy Shop in Parsippany this weekend, October 18th and 19th. Also, Life-Forever. Check that website out. That's our pal, DeChrome. That's his comic book series website. And I think that about covers it, dude.
Yeah.
All right, man. I think we salvaged it. We got the Jews news out, which was pretty good, and we made fun of a Navy man, and it was a train. So. The train was fucking hilarious.
Oh my god! It's the 4:45 in the Penn Station, not Newark. But Manhattan, oh man, it smells like puke. And on the ride back, someone's going to try to beat me up because everyone's drunk from the Yankee game or something that happened at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn or the Knicks lose, but I have to hold my pee in the whole time. But it, oh my God, it's great. Oot, oot.
All right, let's end on that. Kenny, I'll talk to you later.
Bye, all right, Kenny. I'll see
you. All right. Thank you, Mike, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Bye.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.